Blog Talk Radio. All too often these days, the factory whistle is falling silent in America. But there is a way to get American workers back to work. Start buying more American-made products. Now, a Michigan-based company is leading the way in this movement to strengthen our economy. It's called AmericanMadeProducts.com. AmericanMadeProducts.com is more than a way to purchase American-made products online quickly and securely. It's a way to get our economy moving in the right direction. Go online or call and speak to a live customer service representative. AmericanMadeProducts.com, a family company based on the belief in the American worker and the quality of American-made products. If you're an American manufacturer, big or small, and would like your products on our site, contact us. We add products daily. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your employer about AmericanMadeProducts.com. Visit, shop, and watch America grow. AmericanMadeProducts.com.
Ain't nobody crying, no, ain't nobody worried, no, ain't no solid faith, no, no, lying to the races, help me.
Discover how high.
Come on, come on, somebody help me now. Yeah, 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 help me, y'all. Yeah, oh, help me now.
Oh. All right. Purvis Staple, the Staple Singers, passed away last week, age 85 in Chicago, Illinois. And this is their first hit. Bass player. All right. We have Gene, Kathy, and Daniel. How you doing?
I'm here. How are you?
Groovy. Gene, how are you doing?
I'm here.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, Kathy. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing, Gene?
Hey,
we're all here.
What is going on? How have your past week been?
Busy. How about you?
Groovy. Just groovy.
Just groovy.
Groovy.
Yeah, that's groovy.
Big in the heat?
Right,
yeah, I'm
right.
Enjoying it. Enjoying
it.
How's the weather up there? Is it really warm yet?
Yes, it is.
Good.
We've been around
good.
90 degrees.
Wow. Good for you.
In May. Can you believe that? In
I know,
May.
Right?
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I've been in my thong all week long. It's beautiful. Tomorrow's going to be about 85 degrees.
Here we go, Gene. Him and his thong.
Yeah, wonderful. And a picture I really don't want to see in my mind. Thank you very much.
My cheeks got chapped the other day.
Do what?
My cheeks got a little too much sun. But I'm getting my vitamin D, so you ought to be happy about that.
To get sunburned, Donnie.
Yeah, my vitamin D.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you take that vitamin D.
Yeah. Now
the sun.
Getting it through the sun too.
Good.
Thank you, Blog Talk, for sending an email that my show's about to start soon. Jesus. Yeah, you didn't have to send me one.
Funny.
Hey, Gene.
Hey,
way back with this COVID thing, they were saying that people with little vitamin D, you know, were more susceptible, you know, to get sick. They were low on vitamin D.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
But they didn't want you out in the sun. But you were not supposed to go out in the sun.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to go outside. So, yeah, I learned some interesting, a couple of interesting things this week regarding the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. You know, there was one guy that I saw, I think it was maybe YouTube or something. He went into a, he did it about 10 times. Did y'all see it? He went into a drugstore, told him he wanted to take his free shot, and he asked them to let him see the vial because they were in little boxes, little packages. And when they opened it up and handed it to him, let him look at it, he took off. He said he would take it to, he said he was going to take it somewhere to a friend that he knows to have it see what was in it. He won't know what was in that. Yeah, won't know. Hadn't heard anything back, but they said he did that to 10 different drugstores where he went to get a free shot.
Yeah, he's trying to get all the different, you know, brand shots, you know, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, whatever, Pfizer. And he's going to find out what he's going to find out what's in them, and he's going to bring it public.
That's not what I learned this week. That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was listening to an FBI agent.
Okay.
He's a follower, and I follow him, and he has a show, but you have to pay for it usually. And he brought up monkey work. Right out of the blue, monkey work. And he said, somebody he was listening to kept talking about monkey work. So he said, I went to monkey works, and he's showing a lot of planes from Arizona where the account is, and he took it a step farther.
So
I about fell out of my chair when he said monkey works. But
can I real quick share though what I learned about the vaccine?
I thought you guys were done. Go ahead.
No. I learned two things. One, you know, like in Michigan, we are under a state of emergency for this COVID until October. I think it's October 14th.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the nation, but once the state of emergency is lifted for the COVID, they can no longer distribute the COVID vaccination. Because the COVID vaccination is for emergency use only in the emergency loose, or, you know, to be able to distribute it under the emergency, state of emergency.
I didn't know that.
The second thing I learned is OSHA. They made a policy standard, a requirement. I'm not sure exactly the right term for that. But your employer cannot mandate you get the vaccine. If they do, then they are liable if anything happens adversely to you for getting the vaccine.
I
read the document. And so, like, if a hospital mandates their doctors and nurses or nursing homes or, you know, whatever, mandates their employees to get it, they are either, it's taken on responsibility if there's adverse reactions to the vaccine by those people, or they are, if they fire you because, you know, of refusal, they are out, they can be held accountable and liable for that as well. So they cannot mandate you to get the vaccine.
Are we talking about a lot of lawsuits now?
I don't know. I haven't heard of any, but I'm just saying, I found it interesting that OSHA made that, you know, in their requirements or whatever, that your employer cannot mandate, and if they do mandate, that they are liable.
That's good news. when these shots came out, they made, you know, I don't know, some law or something. You cannot sue the company that made the shot. They cannot have be held liable.
Right.
Yep. They could not be held liable for anything. But Dave,
right.
What was it? The FDA. What was it? It was an experimental drug. They didn't approve it, but they allowed it to be
emergency only.
It's
emergency release.
Emergency
release. And that's why we're still under a state of emergency, even though you're seeing states lift their mask mandates and everything else.
Yeah.
Because as long as we remain under a state of emergency, they can just distribute the vaccination. If we are not under a state of emergency for it, they have to pull the vaccinations and no longer distribute it.
Well, what percentage of the population have you heard has received the shot?
I've heard several different numbers. I've heard anywhere between 38 to 43, I think it was, percent.
Yeah.
It depends on who you're listening to.
Well, they were shooting for 50%, I think, weren't they?
Something like that. But I also heard that, as far as that goes, he has like a, it's regarding the COVID. If somebody was talking about why is China's COVID deaths, you know, so low, and how come the COVID cases are so low? And it was actually addressed. I was really surprised at the answer. I was like, just because they're lying, which, you know, it's very possible. But they were testing true COVID. They were not testing just to see if possibly you have it. You know, having their, what do they call that? Where they took it out to 40, and there was supposed to be on like 20 cycles, you know, where we took it out to like 40 some odd cycles, you know, to see if you potentially had it. That's why a lot of people that tested positive never had any symptoms. You know, they took it out so far. They didn't isolate it. Well, China isolated it, you know, down to the smaller amount of cycles to get a true number. And their deaths are true COVID deaths, not like here in the States where people died of cancer but they had COVID, or they had heart attacks or motorcycle accidents or et cetera, et cetera. And they said that the CDC numbers are only 5 to 6% of those deaths are actually COVID deaths, and that would put the number at around 25,000 actual COVID deaths. Not died with COVID, but COVID deaths.
Yeah.
Which would, in turn, change that mortality rate as well to, you know, minuscule. You know what I mean? In the grand scheme of things. I'm not saying one death is, you know, 25,000 is anything. Steam that. Please don't get me wrong. One person dying from it is horrible. But I'm just saying, the fear that the media, and I do believe it has a lot to do with the deep state, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, you know, the underground government that's worldwide. It's not just here in the States.
True.
They're working together. Different countries are working together.
Yes.
To try to depopulize and, you know, have moved to the one world government. So I do believe that they're all working together and they're all, you know, manipulating numbers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
You know, but it's just amazing when you look at it, they're trying to keep that fear. And then did anybody see the video of the guy from, there's been a few of them, people from India videotaping, seeing, you know, they're saying that people are dying in the streets, but they're dead in the streets, and they're not.
They're not. They're not.
They're
the
not.
Media, that's what the media is reporting, that India has another spike of a variant, and these people are dying in the streets. And people that live in India are getting on YouTube and stuff saying they're not. You know, these people
don't believe
live
in
India. Yeah, they sleep in the streets. They live in the streets, a lot of them, you know.
They're saying, do you not believe the media?
No. No.
So, I don't know. Now you tell me if it's not a worldwide attempt to control, you know, a mindset of fear. It is.
It is. It is a global problem, Gene. We can take the deep state out here, but if it's not done around the world, it's not going to do any good because they will creep right back in. That's why it's a worldwide operation to take the deep state out in every country. And I think there's dual governments in every country. You've got your good guys and your bad guys, you know, in every government, in every country, you know.
And the Crown itself is a great example of such, in my opinion. In England.
Yeah.
Britain, you know, whatever, the Crown.
Did you hear if Khan, Jane, did you hear if Khan had won that election again? Did you hear that?
I did not hear.
In London, you know, he's the mayor of London. Some other guy, Rose, was running against him. And from everything I could see, Rose was going to win. But then all of a sudden I hear that Trudeau won his reelection and Khan won his reelection.
Nope, I didn't hear.
Well, maybe I heard it wrong, but
I wasn't looking for it, so.
Yeah, Khan has just ruined London, though. I mean, it's just ruined.
I don't know. I was just thinking a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the deep state and, you know, somebody had mentioned something about, do you really think that this is a worldwide thing? And I'm like, yeah, the more you look into it, I do believe it's a worldwide thing. When you look at how the Masons are interjected in a worldwide cult, for like in a better term, I think it's a cult. And it all flies together. You've got the, what's the one they do every year? The summit. Oh, what's that summit?
G8 summit?
No, it's not that one. It's the other one. It's like Soros goes to it.
Melissa and critic to the switchboard. Thank you very much. If you'd like to join, push one. Add, we got a lot of people in there, so push one if you'd like to join. Go ahead.
But it's that one that like Soros goes to, and
there's a G20. There's a G20.
No, those are all world leaders. I'm talking about ones that are.
The financial one.
Yeah, I think so, maybe. What's it called? What is it?
It's the financial meeting in Switzerland they all meet. Or are you talking about the private voice club?
Yeah. That goes to show about how they're all, that's where the power is. Not the G8, not the G20. You know, that's where everything is coming from. Between, you know, so.
Dave, Bilderberger. Hello, fellow cellmates.
Hello,
hey,
Jeff.
Hey there. Hello there.
That didn't sound like Melissa to me, but maybe I had
a Bob. Sorry.
I heard Bob. Thanks.
So,
okay, hi, Bob.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi, critic.
How are you doing?
Kathy.
Hey.
Daniel.
Hey, everybody.
Dean.
Hello.
All right, I covered everybody. Hello.
We're kind of like the Waltons, you know, the Waltons.
Yeah.
Or we could be like the Three Stooges and go, hello.
I like what Daniel said. Hello, everybody. Like the song.
There we go.
Hello.
So, Jeannie, I just got here, but you're talking about the group that kind of controls the World Economic Group. Is that the Bilderbergers or the Davos?
No, it's some kind of summit that they do every single year.
The
like,
World Economic
I
Summit?
In Switzerland?
Yeah, is that the World Economic Summit?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Where
okay.
Soros goes?
Yeah, all of them go. They all go to Bilderberg, Davos, all of them. All those secret societies.
Bilderberg. That's right. I wonder what country it's going to be in this year, Joe.
I think it's in the United States. One of them is supposed to be in the United States.
Okay.
But see, you know, it's like we talk about this COVID pandemic. I'm going to call it a plandemic because I really do think it was planned out. And the more that the numbers come out and the more the truth comes out, you can see it's not
Davos.
Davos.
What is it, Robert?
Davos.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's definitely it. I looked it up. I couldn't think of the name of it.
But, you know, it's like this whole thing is a worldwide thing that, you know, it's a big old plan. It's been a big old plan. And when you see that the fear really is not legitimate to be there, especially when these videos are coming out now from India when they're telling you to die into the streets and they're not.
No, they're not.
They're playing on people's emotions and... they're playing on people's emotions to get the vaccines, and they're playing on the people's emotions to stay home, to wear a mask, to do this, to do that. And look at what's actually really happened. How many businesses are closed permanently, never to be opened again? How many people don't want to work because the government's been paying them more to stay home than to actually go to work?
Well,
are these things that they were trying to do prior to COVID?
Yeah. 20 states are supposed to stop that extra $300.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, did you hear what Donnie said about the Monkey Works and the FBI?
Nah, but it must be interesting. What is it?
No. All right.
Oh, is that kind of interesting? Now I'm really interested.
Now, Colin is a former FBI agent, and he said he was listening to... he didn't say who or what, but he was listening to somebody that kept bringing up Monkey Works. They were talking about Monkey Works. So he looked up Monkey Works because, you know, he was interested. And he took it another step forward, and he came up with something off of Monkey Works and out of Arizona, you know, the where they're doing their count. There's
Maricopa County, right?
Yeah, Maricopa County. There were a lot of plane activity he was talking about. He said he'll talk about it later on, and later on. It costs money to hear the later on, so I didn't go.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
See, Kathy, we're not so crazy, you know? Notice
there
that?
There you go. That's right.
We've been talking about it, and they're like, we so crazy now, are we, guys?
I was not.
You get him, Gene. You go after him.
Yep. Okay, I give up. I was shocked. Okay.
But see,
Joe,
you know,
you're
what
really
going to
be shocked
from a woman.
You don't know. Donnie, you don't know what shock is. You just wait.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, there's something coming down the pike now.
Oh God. They found something else.
I know.
There's a lot more coming down the pike.
Yeah, that right.
It better be good.
You might as well split now.
Hey, it's too bad it takes an FBI guy for you to believe it, and, you know, not us.
I didn't say I believe it. And though he said it, I'm not saying he was right. I'm just saying he mentioned it. I didn't say anything about me believing it. He found it very interesting, and he took it to another level. What level he took it to, I have no idea. I don't care to know. I don't give a damn. Honest with you, I fell out on the floor when he even mentioned it. I go, what the hell?
Okay, but as somebody that you respect to listen to, is that what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I do respect him. He's a former CIA. He's a whistleblower. He talked about Las Vegas, the shooting. in Las Vegas, and he's been raided by the FBI. And
it goes so he doesn't respect us.
Well, he doesn't believe anything I say.
No, it's not that. I don't believe everything you read.
It was somebody you respected that he's actually going now.
I don't believe everything you read.
You know, Donnie does not believe in the Easter Bunny. He does not believe in the Tooth Fairy. He doesn't believe that JFK is alive. He doesn't believe that we have four bases on the moon.
We do.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know about the JFK thing either. You know, that one's a little... It's like I was watching something the other night, too, and they were talking about that, you know, these people that are disappearing, you know, and they leave their watches and their you know, they leave all their belongings, their wallets and everything, that they're being vaporized and used as...
God.
And I know, this is pretty outrageous. I was like, okay, this is really strange. But they're being vaporized and used as manure on the fields.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay... Yeah, that was a little far-fetched.
Hey, is it possible? Damn right it is. Let's be real.
In the United States of America, anything is impossible these days.
What I had forgotten to bring up last week when we were talking about the 9/11 conspiracy, I'm sure you guys heard about not only the hologram, you know, crashing into the towers. Did you hear about this woman, a physicist? I think her first name is Judy. And she was talking about how the buildings weren't brought down by demolition. They were brought down by a ray, or, you know, like a laser ray. Because there was a white plane that was that came in and out of the view very quickly when you were watching the repeat of the towers going down. And she says, if I remember correctly, that from that little plane, a ray brought down the building.
Wow.
A particle beam or whatever she wants to call it.
A particle accelerator, yeah, like a photon gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some from Bugs Bunny cartoons with the little alien guy?
I think so, yeah. No, she was also, she also gave an interview with another physicist. And she was describing it, but this other physicist didn't believe her. Because it was all speculation. It wasn't any real 24-karat gold proof. But I mean, if people can believe in aliens or if they can believe in advanced technology that the government has been keeping from us, then why not that particular beam?
Joe, I looked it up today about the particle acceleration, like photon guns and stuff that our military has came out or somebody's came out with it. And I looked up MIT. MIT came out with, they said, pretty much the first gun. The first photon gun in 2005. This is 2021.
Yeah. So, 16,
so I mean, they've been shooting these electrons and atoms at each other, you know, for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but the towers didn't come down to 2001. See?
Yeah.
2001, but then you say MIT came out with this technology in 2005.
Right, that was made public in 2005.
Yeah,
you can imagine how long they've been using it, yeah. You can imagine how long they've been using these particle acceleration units.
Does anybody Does anybody know about the supposed UFO threat, the new UFOs that have been seen? We talked about that, but has anybody seen anything, heard anything new?
Well, they were talking about with the vaporizing of these people, that it's going to look like a UFO attack, and it's actually the government vaporizing people and using their, I don't know, it was pretty far-fetched for me, I don't know.
Right.
Vaporizing people.
Is it possible? Absolutely.
When you say vaporizing people, they... doing that in the street, or how and where are they doing it?
Basically, like, you know, the beam me up Scotty, vaporizing them.
Yeah.
And making them, and spreading them on over fields like manure.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know, but where?
Hitler used ovens.
All over. They weren't specific. They were saying in different places. You know, like,
people people disappearing without a trace, period. Literally, and there's no evidence, no nothing, no evidence of anybody breaking into their home, their keys, their wallet, you know, things that they would not leave home without are there.
Which happens all
cell
the time,
phones,
yeah.
Whatever.
I was about to say, that happens all the time. It could be kidnapped.
Yeah.
Well, it could be, but they're banished, but there's no sign of struggle, there's no sign of any, what's the word?
Break-in?
Yeah, well, if there's a mail or something or whatever, I don't know. I can't think of it right now. Too tired to think about that.
Possible.
But anyway,
foul play.
There's no foul play. It appears to be no foul play.
Right.
As if they left on their own accord.
Well, you know, when people suicide themselves by shooting themselves twice in the head, there's no evidence either of foul play, except for the two bullets in the head.
Right.
Right.
Like, oh, God.
Right.
What a mess.
So I'm just saying this.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It makes it a possible, you know, I'm not going to say it's just really far-fetched in my mind.
I believe anything with regards to technology is possible nowadays. I don't know if it's going to date back to Roswell, but I believe that it's possible for anything. The particle beams, I think they were testing out in Afghanistan, but I'm not sure.
Right. Yep.
Did you guys, well, we still, yeah, I don't know. We talked about UFOs last week, and I've been, has anybody been watching Skinwalker Ranch?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
You've got scientists and every educated person they can find that know, like, study of rocks. I don't know what they're called. And I tell you what, there's some strange things going on that ranch. And it has been for decades. And, you know, they had a cow just fall over dead. And so they moved it to a far end of the ranch so, you know, the coyotes and stuff could, you know, feed. That nobody touched that cow at all. And, you know, every place has got a camera so they can watch everything. So they were watching the tape, and right above them was a bright disc. It looked like a light, but it was a disc. And that's when the cow, and then the other cow stampeded like there was something going on.
Oh.
It's a hell of a, there's tape. It's on every week.
Oh, shit. You got to see a tape. I wish I could remember the where you can go to get it. I just saw it today. Actually this morning, very early this morning. And this guy, he's making the allegation, and he's showing the tape, that Hillary got handcuffed and imprisoned back in 2019.
She's in Guantanamo, and she's actually been executed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way they did it, it looked phony to me, because the way they supposedly Hillary had one of her, you know, fallovers. She had something wrong and she fell into the van. But the way that it was being done, it looked as though there was an actor making sure that the face would not be seen. So,
yeah, the Secret Service kind of blocked her. She lost her shoe.
There you go.
Yeah.
But the guy said it wasn't Secret Service. Well, I don't know who the hell it was.
It was a bodyguard or Secret Service.
I'm sorry, Donnie.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, is that when they rushed her to Chelsea's apartment?
Yes.
When she fell out? Yeah. And they rushed her to Chelsea's apartment?
Yeah.
Why would they rush her to Chelsea's apartment, though? That's the real question.
Right. Exactly.
It's something wrong with her.
If they handcuffed her to imprison her, they had to put in a body double, and then they rushed the body double, I would be guessing.
What are you... Body double?
Well, I mean, if they handcuffed her and imprisoned her, I mean, why is she around now?
Who said she was in prison?
Well, that's what I was hearing.
Oh. phone.
I've heard a lot of people are even down to Guantanamo and executed, and right now they're just players and actors and.
Yeah, I know.
At the moment.
I know. There's a person on the Blog Talk Radio has a talk show. She believes, she says she was looking at the people in Congress. I think she was watching C-SPAN, and she could swear that the Congress people were actually not, the women were not women. They were men, and the men were women. She said they were, you know, they switched genders.
Yeah.
But she also related some other experiences she had. So when she was relating those other experiences, I was going,
see how crazy things are, you know.
You don't know the truth from.
Donnie, I sent you something on Facebook about the Pope. You know, it was a little video, about a 15-second video.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Did you watch it yet?
Yeah.
What
and
do you think?
You could see him pulling that mask off, you know.
Yeah, I seen it.
I like
it. It was the Pope.
You have
entered
the cat zone. Where the guy? Kathy, Daniel, come
what?
On. Please. I wasn't going to mention that.
Well, I will.
Oh, no, I'm sure you will, dear. You go right ahead.
I'm going to go to BitChute and look it up and see if it's there.
Well, yeah, the thing about it, I mean, of course it was a guy with a mask on. Whether it was the Pope or not, we have to agree it was somebody with a mask on, right? Can
yeah,
we all agree on that?
It kind of looked like a
It
mask.
Resembled the Pope, yeah, but whoever
well,
it was somebody with a mask on. So we now have to deduct from that's out there, and you can't run away from that fact.
No.
That people in the public eye are using masks, and the reason they use masks are to look like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I don't know.
You
know
we know how. And we know how well Hollywood has mastered that craft.
There you go.
Of,
exactly.
Of changing somebody's appearance to totally look like somebody else. I mean,
perfect.
Go back to when, what was it, the early 90s when this was out there was out? Unless you claim it was Robin Williams, you don't know if that was Robin Williams in that woman's dress. They were so good at it. I mean, they've had it for a long time to be able to do that. They perfected it very, very well.
Oh, yeah. Masters. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, you know, the Pope, either last year or early part of this year, first off, he's accepting gay people. You know, I think, in civil unions. I don't know if he's accepting them in Catholic marriage, but he's also accepting trans people too.
Yes.
So you know, I mean, if you were the Pope from decades ago, if you were a Catholic and know anything about the Catholic religion, you know they would never do that.
they don't even believe in abortion,
right?
Or divorce.
Yeah. Well,
they
divorce they've become more lenient about that.
Yeah, they have, but you too, they did.
What?
I was just saying it's very odd.
Yes. Well, what'd you just say, Joe? Somebody said they've become more lenient. Have they become more lenient, or has the Pope become more lenient?
The leadership.
The leadership.
Well, I think the church...
Yeah, you talk to a lot of Catholics, and they still hold firm belief.
I think the church... At one time, you had to buy special dispensation in order to get divorced. Then around the 70s, it started getting very, very lenient. And now you can divorce, you know, anytime.
Yeah. They had to get with the times or they're going to lose their flock. So they have to keep changing.
Well, Catholic Church is known for not changing. They're kind of immovable, you know, but except for the divorce, they really loosened up on that. But everything else, you know, like no women priests. December 25th is Christ's birthday. Some other people say it's not. So on and on.
I don't think it is, Joe. I mean, we don't know when Jesus was born. We don't. We know when he died.
Exactly.
But
well,
we do not know. We don't
know
when. It was around Easter time. Around Easter time. But we don't know when he was born. But the Catholic Church took it on themselves to designate that day as Christmas, Jesus' birth.
And if you read the documentary done by the same producers of Zeitgeist, they will talk about pagan religions having almost exactly the same kind of background as Jesus Christ.
I've seen that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Me, I'm an agnostic. I don't know, but I just can't believe in the all-merciful, all-good, all-powerful God and allowing this world to be the way that it is. And I know the arguments. God works in mysterious ways, and people have free will. But that argument and those arguments don't mean shit.
The bottom line is, sin is, through Adam and Eve, and sin is in the world, so...
Well, if you're a believer in religion, sure.
Well, I'm not a believer in religion. I have a faith and I have a relationship with Christ, but I'm not a religious or religion. It's not a religion.
Okay. Either or. So,
I have a friend who doesn't believe in sin. She doesn't believe in sin. She believes in positive energy and negative energy.
Or positive and negative consequences.
Yeah. Right from wrong, you know, but she doesn't believe in sin, you know.
I can see that. Being an agnostic, I believe that morality doesn't have to come from the Bible. I think morality comes from knowing that if you hurt another person without provocation, you should be taught that that's wrong.
Yeah. In the Old Testament, you know, you had the Israelites, okay? They were God's chosen. You know, and then you had all these others out there that were not. You know, they were called what, Daniel? What were they called?
What, the Gentiles?
Gentiles. But they believed in right from wrong. They had a law unto themselves, you know, right from wrong. You know, although they weren't Israelites and God's chosen. So...
They were born with it. The Bible speaks of it a little bit.
Mm.
Almost like animals with these instincts that they're born with. You know, they know what to do, you know, at certain times and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And they're not taught that, you know, they're animals.
All people are created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Genesis. We're all created in the image of God. We're not all children of God. We are all just created in the image of God. You know,
Bianchi,
we're a child of Christ.
Bianchi, welcome to the Johnny's Saturday Night Church Gospel. Welcome.
Hey, pass that basket on back around.
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you something. If I get in trouble, I'm not calling on God. I'm calling on Big Kathy.
There he is. There's the man. I wonder where the man was.
That's who's going to have my back.
Big Kathy.
Hey,
with lots of prayer from you, right, Kathy?
Yeah, I'll go to bat for you any day, Bianchi.
Well, she'll bring God with her. Don't worry about it.
I'll tell you what, we're going
to
be. It's going to be hell. It's going to be hell, fire, and brimstone. Oh, Kathy, come on the scene.
You got it. No guns, just me.
Oh, you made guns.
I got stuff to play, and we'll discuss it. I got to play this. Scarborough has a breakdown on TV. I don't know that. People are so afraid of audit. I don't understand.
Oh, of course
because
they are.
Now, some people are right. If you believe that, I will say to you what many of you said in the 1960s. America, love it or leave it. If you don't have respect in American democracy anymore, if you don't respect Madisonian checks and balances, if your guy doesn't win, if that's the new rules of engagement for this great republic, then just leave our country, because you're unworthy of it. And there are millions of immigrants who will come here and raise their right hand and buy into the creed and believe that we were exceptional, that believe
don't think so,
democracy
is
the greatest government on the face of the earth, and they will do it proudly. They will salute the flag proudly, and most importantly, they will fight for what that flag represents. Well, you shame yourself. Well, you disgrace yourself. Well, you disgrace our country in the eyes of the world. Yes, this is all on you. Get the facts. Live in the light.
Hey,
follow the truth and love this country and stop this.
Hey, moron.
Or leave.
Moron.
If you're going to be
a patriot,
reality TV show hosts lies about the American Republic is desecration of American exceptionalism, then just get the hell out. We don't want you here.
Most of the people that went to Vietnam voted for President Trump, moron. Where were you?
You know what? Another thing, too, Donnie.
Yes.
The great America was, them German scientists came to America, didn't they?
They sure did.
They
sure did.
Go to Russia.
But he just sounded like a patriot, you know. Come, geez, raise your hand and become a citizen and salute the flag. And isn't that what patriots do?
Well, he's saying
he's talking about
illegals. These illegals that are coming into our country will cherish our country more than American citizens. Well, that's what he's
saying. More than Melissa Trump is there order. So I could stick Melissa on him and say, Melissa, kick his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know that's not true.
That's a gangster messy. Gangster messy.
Gangster.
On the immigrants that come to this country should bring, and they do really, some. They should bring things that make the country better, or better than what you find it.
Yep.
And that's not happening now.
They used
to
have
people coming.
Sponsor.
Yes, you're absolutely right. They had to have a sponsor. If someone wanted a visa here, they had to be sponsored by someone, and they had to show means on how they're going to survive while they were here. It wasn't no welfare programs, no give outs, and so on and so on and so on. Just think, the most meager give out is better than where they coming from.
It sure is. Sure.
Do y'all remember that protest in California a few years ago? Those illegal immigrants out there protesting, flying the Mexican flag.
I
remember that.
Whatever it was,
they were flying it at the post office. They had it up on the pole. They took the United States flag down
and put the post. It was an ICE facility. They done that. Well, I've seen a guy climb a pole and take an American flag down and put up a Mexican flag. Now, let me say something.
What?
Try doing that in Mexico.
Yeah, try it.
Yeah, right.
You'll be shot, I guarantee it.
It ain't happening.
If not shot, you'll be put in a prison you don't want to be in. That's
right.
Well, I'm just saying, they're not coming here to be citizens
of this
country.
No.
To abide by our laws and constitution, that's not what they're coming here for. You know.
Correct.
No, I don't think they are either, because they don't want to get together with Americans. They don't want to learn
the language. They don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want to learn the language at all. They want to keep to
themselves. And if they want American,
go ahead.
If they want American citizenship, they have to denounce theirs. For the simple reason, mm-hmm. suppose we entered into war in the country that they came from. Well, now you got a fifth column walking around here in the United States that can attack you from the back. Blood is thicker than water.
That's the deal.
Yep. Well, why do you think they're coming in still waving all their flags? The Honduran flag, the Mexican flag, that's because their allegiance lies there. It does not lie here in the States.
No, it doesn't. He's trying to send a message, and as I said before, what happens if you have one of those states, New Mexico or Southern California, say, we want to have our own country, and China, would you come defend us? Now what? You got a problem.
Yep. Okay.
Well, we're just put a fence up around
like we did D.C.
That's right.
Is it Iowa that the counties are voting to become part of a different state?
Part of Idaho.
Idaho, yeah.
Idaho.
Okay.
And they already voted.
Become part of Minnesota,
they could do that, too.
They voted to go to the other state. I forgot the state. Yes, they did.
It's Minnesota, I thought.
That doesn't bother me that much because they're not succeeding from the union. They're actually wanting to break away.
No, but they want to redraw state lines. That's huge.
Right. So, but they still want to be part of the union. They just want to make sure that that's what they're saying.
Whoa. What was that?
I don't know.
I've got another idea.
I think Daniel's got his photon beams on, man.
Somebody.
Hadn't mattered.
You got an email.
The force yet.
Yeah.
Hey, can I stay?
Hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on. Pianchi, you got an email. It's from Mr. Bojangles, and he wanted me to play this for you. And it's the former NBA. What is that noise? It's going through my earphones. Former top NBA pick. Kwame Brown, and he's been getting slaughtered, and he's not even in the league anymore. Boy, he has come out smoking hot, pissed off, and dropping a lot of stuff. But here's one. It's a minute and 52 seconds. This is for you, Pianchi.
In real life, motherfuckers is crazy. But I know. It's the white man. Keep distracting the world with your ignorant, dumb shit. I looked up a study. People in different cities, I ain't going to say the cities, because then everybody will get mad, everybody want to argue. But I'll leave you with this, Jew. Go look up some of the cities that are the largest populations of us, black folks. This is called self-accountability. Because it affects all of us. Go look up the cities with the largest numbers of black. Look at the reading level for male and female. Look at the level in which they do math. Just look at all the education. Just look at where we at. And it's a joke. It's sad. Now, that's the fucking joke. Actually, that's so sad, it's not even funny. But just look it up. Do me that favor. Since everybody real and all this, everybody want to talk about Democrat, Republican, Trump, and all this other stupid shit, let's clean out our own house. Let's look at that a white male is more likely to be, his number one cause of death is being hit by a car accident. Black male, number one cause of death, another black male. I wonder why that is. Because you niggas sit on a computer and you got so much arrogance and ego. And because you do absolutely nothing, you designed for dysfunction. All a nigga got to do is get you hot around the collar and you want to shoot somebody. That's all you want to do. Yeah, Brittany, there's a meme about me making one.
Okay. There's about two or three of these
videos. I sent you an email. I forget what it was. I sent you several.
Yeah.
Oh, I sent you one by Lori Lightfoot.
Oh, yeah.
How she said.
I got it up right now.
Yeah, how she said that she's only going to do interviews with non-white
right.
reporters.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, I want to ask you guys something. Is that not racism or not?
It is.
Yep, sure is.
Now, where is this narrative that blacks can't be racist? That is a bunch of malarkey. That is racism, and why come she's not being called on the carpet?
She was. By a reporter.
She's not being called by the people that voted for her.
Okay, but a reporter called her out.
Yeah, we know the reporter did.
She set up a time to do an interview.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean,
I like the reporters because they're starting to use the language right, the right way, and stop playing around with it. But she should be called by her constituents for making that type of statement. But it's not going to happen. You know why? Okay. She's not going to have it happen to her because of black privilege.
Probably. But a reporter, he was Asian, set up a time to interview, and he basically stated that if other reporters could not be in there that were not of the brown or black skin color, and he canceled the interview.
I heard.
Because of that.
He should have.
He called her out on the racism. So I'm just saying there are people that are calling her, there are reporters that are calling her out on it.
And then on the other hand, you had a French court award the Nation of Islam, Minister Farrakhan, said that the French government needs to pay them $250,000 plus some more money because they wouldn't permit him to come into the country and do a lecture. And the reason why is because in his past, he had been espousing anti-Semitic verbiage, which is true. So what's going on with the courts? I thought the courts in America was kind of wacky, but it looked like that disease is spreading all over the world. If the government say you can't come into the country, you shouldn't be able to come into the country. Hell, if they can, in America, if they can go and say what Judge Kavanaugh done when he was 17 or something like that, what Roy Moore in Alabama done when he was a teenager, and it just goes on and on and on. So isn't what's good for a goose also good for a gander?
What they say.
No anymore. Not anymore.
And what that gentleman just got through is talking about the scores, or should I say the academic performance of blacks in the school district. And I'm going to say this. It's not the kids' fault. Don't say it's the kids' fault. It's the society, the parents, and the stakeholders where they are presently at fault that those kids are failing tremendously like they are. And, you know, you can look at some high school, and I think I talked about this last week. East St. Louis High School was national renowned for its football team for many, many years. The reading proficiency in that high school with close to 1,250 students in the high school, 9 to 12, the reading proficiency is 3%. That means out of every 100 students, only 3 of them can read proficiently. Math is less than 1%. That is totally, really, I mean, that's terrible. And let me say something else. When you look at this across the board, not only with black students, white students too, this has become a national security issue. Because you cannot have a secure nation with people that don't have a basic understanding of the technology age that we're entering to.
I agree. I concur. And they're trying to protest and want $15 an hour in the heat of account money.
And the thing about it, this nation, now, if I was president, this would stop. I wouldn't be bringing foreign students here and putting them in our most exclusive universities and colleges. I just would not do that. And another point, I would set a standard and say those who are here working on work visas, when your visa's up, you got to go. And I would put in place a motion the same way India does. India goes around that nation and identifies students that would be appropriately suited for the goals that they have in mind. And most of that has been in medicine, but it also could span into other areas too. That's what I would do with this nation. I would do the same way that we put together efforts in order to crack the Japanese Morse code. Because we talking about some serious stuff here. Hmm. You don't want the United States to become second fiddle to no other nation in the world. You talking about some tremendous changes.
I guess we all agree.
Yeah, we do. You know, we're not going to have the intellect in our students to run our businesses, run our banks, run our factories, whatever, you know.
Medicine. You know, I mean, I know myself. I have no doctor. If I wanted to, I probably could have. But you still have to have those basics. If you, it's like I always told my kids when they were growing up, if you can read, reading to me was the most important thing for them to learn. If you can read, you can figure out math. You know, you can figure out your math homework because you can read, you know, what it's telling you to do. But if you can read, you can figure out what you have to do here, there, everywhere else. Reading was the foundation. Math was the second one. Those two things you can do. If you do those proficiently, you can get through life and excel.
Yeah, are children even reading books anymore, or are they always on the Internet? It's not the same thing.
They're always on the Internet too much.
You see, you know, someone sent it to me, this trans lady or man dressed up as a lady reading the story time book to 3-year-olds. And it's got that.
Well, the problem is they read all on tablets and stuff now. Or not all, but a good portion is on a tablet. The schools are, you know, providing kids with tablets and just finding it more efficient. But it's, you know, something about actually holding that book. You know, there's a difference.
Well, it's a difference. And people that say that all whites are rich is crazy as hell. I know a lot of poor whites. But they children deserve to have as much assistance as can be provided as any other American child.
I agree.
And it's not happening. So is that a real train in the background?
It's a real train.
I like that. I like that.
I do too. That's one of my favorite pastimes is just watching trains.
I hear that train coming.
When I hear that whistle, I just go ape shit.
I bet you were real disappointed when they took the caboose off the tail end of it, weren't you?
Oh, I did.
Put this a light so they could save a few dollars. Isn't that something? Get rid of a job. Oh, man.
Trains are fascinating.
What's that? Oh, yeah. I love riding.
Trains are fascinating.
Yeah, they
are. You know, when Lincoln started back in the 1800s, the Transcontinental Railroad, even during when the Civil War was going on. And that was a tremendous feat, especially going through the Sierras. And you had Union and Confederate soldiers work together on it.
Yeah.
Chinese, blacks, people from Panama.
Well, I like to look at the graffiti on the boxcars as they go by.
Yeah, that's deep.
I mean, that is some really talented artist that paints that stuff on those boxcars, you know.
You're right. You're absolutely right. They are artists. Yeah, I mean,
they are. Yeah, I'm thinking, what a waste of talent when they, you know, they could be doing something else.
They might be doing something else, too.
Where's Joe at?
He's here. Somewhere.
He hasn't said anything.
I'm just reading. I'm listening. I wanted to add in that one good thing that did happen this week was that there was a transgendered who decried the activity of these drag queens performing in front of the kids. He was saying, or she was saying, or it was saying, parents, do not let your kids do this.
Great.
Nice.
My good day.
Nice.
Well, we had some nice things come out, a couple of things come out of the court. Of course, I think it was last week when they unanimous decision on going against warrantless gun seizures. Something else came out too. I didn't think of it.
You talking about the Supreme Court?
Yes. Oh, and there was another court that in one of the, was that Michigan, Donnie?
Georgia, having to do with the ballot? Yeah.
It might have been Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania came out against, well, they came out for the people who wanted a recount or wanted, I don't know what, I can't remember what the hell they called it.
I think
what
you're starting to see, basically, what you're starting to see is the state legislatures are coming forth and favor of having these audits, which is really where it's supposed to begin anyway.
It is.
Yeah, we want an audit. We don't want a recount. We want an actual forensic audit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And now
there's a huge difference between an audit and a recount.
New Hampshire also, I think it's New Hampshire.
What did you say, Joe?
I said, yeah, because there's a huge difference between an audit and a recount.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry, I just heard Joe say something as you started to say something.
That's okay.
You were changing the subject, so I wanted to find out what he had to say.
Well, an audit, well, I know your point. And the point is that the audit, if it's done honestly, will verify whether or not the votes are legal or illegal, and that's exactly what people want. But yet, the narrative is, oh, they want to make Trump the president. Well, yeah, but if we do it honestly by showing that the signatures were not there, that the creases and no creases in the paper, in the ballots, then we have to have an accounting. We have to realize that the fraud took place in at least one particular place in the country.
Right.
Well, Maricopa County was supposed to be majority Republican, weren't they?
Yeah. You're right.
And then it went Democrat, see? So.
County haven't been Democrat since Moses left.
Well, we don't know what happened to Moses. All we know is he went up into the mountains by himself. He may still be out there somewhere, you know it?
He's wandering.
Well, what's the latest on the audit in Arizona? Anything?
They haven't really released a lot of information on it. Just I saw about the Monkey Works when they were, you know, he's talking about all those things that were, you know, And then there's a box that's on those planes, and those planes cannot fly without that box.
Yeah.
I, that was like...
Oh, Georgia. Gene is Georgia. This also going to order theirs, too.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I know in Michigan, there was a judge that ordered the Antrim County that theirs forensically audited. I haven't heard any more. I haven't seen any more.
You turn over the machines. They got to turn over the machines. That's what the order was. Also,
you had election. You had election officials someplace say that the get new machines in two different places. I think one was Michigan. I know the other one was Arizona.
Oh,
Arizona.
Oh. Speaking of Michigan, guess what? Michigan's ungrounded July 1st. We're ungrounded.
What?
No mask mandates. There's going to be no mask mandate, no crowd size, no nothing. July 1st.
Oh, I'll bet you dollars and donuts when July 1st comes along. People still have to wear the mask.
The My Pillow guy, what's his name?
What's that?
Who?
The My Pillow guy, what's his name?
Lindell.
Yeah, Lindell. He was interviewed by somebody. It might have been 2-3 weeks ago that I saw it. And in it, he said, we already have the new voting machines, you know, for the next election.
Well, I tell you one thing. Of course, I don't live in these states, but I can give you some advice. They should not be foreign. They shouldn't have foreign software. And they shouldn't be hooked up to the Internet.
Exactly.
Definitely shouldn't be hooked up to the Internet. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, because if the things that we saw occur with this pipeline and the hacking of it over the Internet, that should tell you something.
Yeah, and they already proved that Arizona, they were hooked up to a master Internet. Okay, Gene, Jackie, I'll play this for you. We were talking about Gordon Lightfoot, not Gordon Lightfoot, Jesus, the mayor of Chicago.
Those are from your
Lori,
DJ
Lori
days.
Lori Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot.
Lori.
Please do not compare her to Gordon Lightfoot. Please. That's sacrilegious there.
Yeah, I know it.
Tulsi Gabbard, Congresswoman, first, thank you for serving your country, and
you,
we appreciate you being here. A lot of your fellow Democrats, I don't know, they may be a little afraid.
Why don't you
I don't
shut
know
up,
why.
Sean,
I'm a nice
and let
guy.
Her talk.
But thank you for coming in. She's basically accusing you of being a traitor. You say you're being groomed to be this agent of the Soviet Union with no evidence. You know, I always complain Republicans every 2-4 years are unfairly called racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, and they want dirty air and water. Slander is a big deal to me. Your reaction?
Hold on for a minute. This says breaking news. Durham now has power to subpoena and impanel grand jury and file charges.
Well, first of all,
let's do something, Durham.
All, I'm proud to wear the uniform of this country. I've served as a soldier now for over 16 years, still serve as a major in the Army National Guard today, and have deployed twice to the Middle East, serving in combat, and like every other combat veteran, have seen firsthand the terribly high...
What happened? Hello?
Oh, your
human cost of war. My job in Iraq in 2005, I worked in a field medical unit where the very first thing I did every single day was a heart-wrenching task of going through name by name every list of American casualty and injury that occurred in the previous 24 hours. So those of us who have seen this terribly high human cost of war, we fight for peace. We're not pacifists. We know that, unfortunately, sometimes war is necessary to protect our country, but we see that war should always be a last resort. So what is so concerning about what Hillary Clinton is doing here is she is not only calling me a traitor, she is not only trying to smear my character, she's sending a warning out to every veteran, every single American, anyone who stands up against the warmongering foreign policies that really are her legacy, that have been so destructive and costly to my brothers and sisters in uniform, cost the American people trillions of dollars and caused such damage in the world. This is what's so dangerous.
Listen, I'm tired of politicizing war. We send these kids, go fight, bleed, die, and then it gets politicized. Never mind. I want the next generation of weaponry, defensive, offensive. Well, we don't have to send our national treasure, our sons and daughters, to fight anymore, especially because there's no political will to win it. Rules of engagement under Obama were insane, in my view. Let me ask you this. We did have something called the Russian dossier, okay? It was used, the bulk of information, according to the Grassley-Graham memo, as the bulk of information to obtain FISA warrants on Carter Page. Carter Page, I've interviewed him many times, cooperated with our intelligence services every time he went abroad. That dossier was full of lies. Even it's an unverifiable dossier because its own author says, I have no idea if any of it's true. That would be Christopher Steele. So if there's any Russian interference, we have four investigations into Trump, the FBI, House Intelligence Committee, bipartisan Senate Committee, Mueller report. No evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. What are your thoughts on Hillary Clinton and the DNC paying for that Russian dossier full of lies?
Well, let me just say this. Interference in our elections should be a concern of every American because of the importance of ensuring that our democracy remains stable and that voters have faith in the votes that we cast in our democracy. And I have said this over and over and over again. For those Democrats and Republicans who may be concerned about interference, let's actually protect our democracy by ensuring that we have paper ballots or voter-verified paper backups to make sure that if anyone comes in and tries to actually manipulate the votes that we cast in these elections, that can be audited, that we have a paper record of the votes that are cast.
I like that idea.
Because otherwise, and I've introduced legislation to do this, Securing America's Elections Act. And for those who are saying interference, do something about it. Pass my legislation. Make sure that our votes, the votes of every single American.
Hold on. When the hell, Jackie, when did this come out? Sounds like she's still in Congress. She retired from Congress, by the way. I don't know.
Protected, and they will actually be counted. Our democracy will be protected.
I think this is old news, folks. I remember this. So I'm going to stop it there, Jackie. But I tell you what, I would have voted for her. I would have voted for her for president. I really would have. Hello? I didn't mean for everybody to shut up. You guys are hurting my feelings now.
Yeah, that's an old. That's an old tape there.
It took me a minute, like 4 minutes, to realize it was old. But
did you hear the one I sent you? One with some Black Lives Matter doing a speech.
Yep, I got that. I got it up. Hold on for a second. Let me find my mail.
You know, Joe, if you give people a little rope, sooner or later they hang themselves with it.
Well, that's what Stalin said about the capitalist Americans.
Okay, when you want me to play it right now, Bianchi?
Whenever you want to, sir.
All right, BLM leaders in their own words.
Is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
If somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats, that makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
Our community can hold its own without the police. We can take out the trash on our own. I am not sad that a person died tonight.
We got to rip Trump out of that office right over there and pull him out that. Nah, we ain't about to wait until the next election. We about to go get that motherfucker. I ain't about that. Because you know what time it is? I want y'all to be after me. It's time for revolution. It's time for revolution. It's time for revolution.
I'm at the point where I'm ready to put these police in grave. I'm at the point where I want to burn the lighthouse down. I want to take it to the senator. I want to take it to the Congress. I want to take the fight to them. And at the end of the day, if they ain't going to hear us, we burn them down. I'm one that talk real shit. I talk it in New York, and I talk it in D.C. The same way I police up in New York, I cops up here in D.C. The same way I bust police in the head in New York, I bust police in the head in D.C. Now, it's a lot of people, and I'm going to be honest, it's a lot of people that's on this front line. And one of the things that I always say, don't get on this front line if you ain't going to fight. Don't get on this front line if you ain't going to take no hit. Don't get on this front line when the police push up, you push back. If you won't be on this front line and the racist, nasty, punk, police is pushing up, you push the up.
Well, thank you, Bianchi. Those beeps are all F-bombs.
Isn't that speech what you would call sedition?
Yeah, I would say that.
I wonder why come the FBI is not coming in on those folks. Seditious speech. Sound like you want to overthrow the government, which of course we know it ain't gonna happen, but
anarchist. Yeah.
And I wonder when the guy said we. I wonder who is the we he's talking about. You know, some of these people, this mysterious we that's supposed to be behind them usually disappear when time comes for them to look for them. You standing out there by yourself.
It's not a long day.
I don't know. They got the whole get out of jail free card with all the money set back to bail them out, you know.
Well, the people that's doing that should also be complicit. Toward things that's being said and mentioned by these groups.
You're right. I mean, a lot of them were, actors and actresses, you know, put money into this. Get out of jail free, you know, if you're an activist and go to jail, hey, we'll bail you out.
Unless it's the Department of Defense and their DARPA program that's trying to obtain data for future references when they start using artificial intelligence to raise the ante on trying to determine who's who and what they're going to do.
Yeah. Wow. Something.
Yeah.
That is something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nobody does anything.
Not yet.
They just get away with everybody gets away with everything.
Yeah. It's going to change. A change is coming. Storm is upon us. Hold the line.
Uh-oh. What's going on? I got a feeling. I got this weird feeling we're going to hear some news tonight.
Every night.
Well, go ahead, guys. Kathy.
That was Daniel.
And Daniel, I want both of you to spill your guts.
Told you it's going to get worse, a lot worse before it gets better. You know, they just got to round these people up, you know.
Yeah. Well, what sites have you been reading?
Well, I hear that Gitmo is full. But I have got a list of some other military prisons. Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. There's a Juana military prison in Puerto Rico. There is Santa Cruz Islands. They're off of Spain. Now, some of you guys with military, I saw it was a Fort Worth Naval Base Military Detention Center. But Fort Worth is not, you know, I mean, I don't know if that is actually in Fort Worth. I mean, it's a naval-based military detention center. Yeah.
There is a prison. We looked it up in Fort Worth. It's a federal prison ran by the Federal Bureaus of Prison or Federal Bureau of Prison, something like that. It's for women only.
Well, why would it be called a naval-based military prison in Fort Worth? There's not a naval facility, you know, no ocean or anything around, you know, in the middle of Texas.
Yeah.
A naval base, mm-hmm. You know. But anyway, Honduras. Remember I asked you guys a while back if you knew if we had a base in Honduras?
Yeah, do we?
Well, yeah. It's called, it's a detention center. It's a base there. It's at XPSAU Kona in Honduras. Oh. And you've all heard of Camp Justice, haven't you?
No.
Island
in the middle of the Indian Ocean?
No.
Mm-hmm. And there's a Terre Sierra. It's an island off the coast of Portugal. You know.
Well, they got islands, detentions around the world, depending on where the conflict is happening.
Yeah.
We like Cheyenne Mountain, that underground facility.
Yeah, we have places where they, we can't torture, but there's countries we can torture in, and we have black.
That's
black
a good
sites,
point.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that.
Yeah.
We have black sites, I think, in Turkey and in countries that supposedly are our enemies, but yet, just like Cuba has Guantanamo, and I think Turkey has a black site, and maybe even another, maybe even Chile. I may be wrong about Chile, though.
Joe, you familiar how vice grip pliers work, don't you? Wouldn't it be nice to clamp down on a person's balls with one of them?
Oh!
That's enough.
I knew you were going with it.
That's enough.
Now, some of these that I found out about, I found out from Monkey Works. You know, the flights in and out of these places, you know, that he says are unusual, you know. That's an unusual flight, you know, going there. You know, it's not a normal flight.
He'll say that's an agency bird, meaning a U.S. government bird plane coming in. He said, I don't know why, but it's unusual to have that many flights in a week, you know, when we go from 0 to 30. You know, it's just a lot of information. He just says it's unusual. Leaves it to the imagination.
A person that I respect a lot is a Facebook friend, and she put, I think we're calling going to be very surprised at who caused their death just to get away from the satanic evil ones. And there's a picture of Marilyn Monroe when she was young. Marilyn Monroe when she was old. And she's old right now. And somebody wrote, I can't wait for this to be revealed. Revealed. I'm going, oh, God. And I looked to make sure that wasn't Kathy on there. And it wasn't.
I believe Marilyn Monroe's alive because Kathy's here.
Oh, boy.
A lot will be revealed. The people are the least of what, I mean, yeah, I'm younger just a little bit than probably most of y'all, but the JFK and all the stuff, you know, maybe still being alive, that's all great to me and all, but I'm looking at the technology.
And they're talking people a junior, JFK Jr.
Right.
Not the former president.
Right.
Yeah, but Daniel's making a good point. The technology, if that's really the danger. We don't know about the wall, the other body shifts, and the reptilians, and the people who died or are still alive, but we do know the technology rolls on.
Yes, and it has been withheld from us.
New member Trump, during some of his rallies, he would talk about the amazing technology we have in the military now. Do you remember him saying that stuff?
Yeah, he was like, "You won't believe it. You wouldn't believe it if I told you." That's what he told.
Yeah. About every rally.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And to hear some of it leak out, you know, just about the med beds or something like that, you know, just very little has even leaked out, but what has leaked out, gravitational,
anti-gravity.
Okay. That technology. And, you know, it's just mind-blowing to me, and it will change everything. For the better, of course, you know. I mean, now we have it, you know, whether we took it from bad people or not, you know, it sounds like we did, but regardless, we have it. It has been kept from us. Tesla,
well,
Trump. I mean, it's going to be amazing, y'all. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is going to be amazing. I'd be glad to see it. But, that's why I think it's so important to educate these young kids and give them exposure so they can look at what they're seeing and take that innovative young mind and take things to a yet another level.
Right. I think with just the technology coming out itself, it just makes everybody brighter.
Well,
and especially the children like the Auntie Stalking, you know, it's going to end up, you know, whether it has to come out with the scientists first or whatever and trickle down. Yeah, it's going to be the young. It's going to be the young ones that have to learn how to, you know, maintenance on this stuff and making this stuff even better.
Yeah.
It's going to be the kids. You know, it's not going to be us.
No,
I do believe that there have been cures for diseases that our pharmaceutical companies have kept from us. I do believe that.
They've been talking about that for years. What do y'all think, for real?
I don't know. I have a little trouble keeping up with what I keep up with.
Yeah. You know, they make more money feeding the disease than they do curing the disease, you see. So, you know.
Well, you think this COVID fiasco has been nothing more than a test? See how people would respond, how willing people would be willing to give up their liberty?
Well, they fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, didn't they?
Yeah, a whole lot of them do.
Fear-mongering. Fear-mongering. If you get the COVID, you will die, you know. So you've got your media, which is controlled by the CIA, you know. So
you got this woke autocorrect technology, whereas if you go on a search engine and type in the word congressman, it come back and say, do you mean congressperson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how much you're willing to give up.
Right.
And then you got those who don't know that what they have is pretty damn good, but the AI, artificial intelligence, is going to continue to do what it's going to do. You know, one thing about Asian countries like China, they never are, and I'm not saying totally, but they're not innovative. It seems like they don't have innovative mind. If you look back, if you look back a short period in history, China was barely out of wooden plow age. And the way that they advanced as far as they did so fast is by mimicking others, especially the United States.
Stealing. Yes. They stole scientific research from
everybody. Everybody.
Everybody, I guess. They stole it. You know, I saw a warship, Chinese warship, looked just like one that we had, you know, so...
Mm-hmm. Look at the jet.
Yeah.
I guess that sale of GE never did go down, you know, with China. You know, they were wanting to...
Wanting to buy General Electric?
Yeah, yeah. And General Electric, don't they make turbo engines for our jets?
They make everything. They make...
You know?
Yes, they do. They end up selling everything.
Several defense contracts.
Supposedly, that was on Pelosi's laptop, you know, and it was stopped. Mm-hmm. I think the deal was supposed to go down in Pakistan,
mm-hmm.
and 40% of Pakistan was blacked out, you know, when the deal was supposed to be going down. So, you know, I'm just, that's hearsay, you know, I don't know if that is true or not, you know, but that's what I read. China was buying GE in Pakistan.
I ended up hearing Comcast bought it, whoever owns Comcast.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't let them have it either. You know, the government need to step in. They don't do right with your damn cable bill.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, one time China wanted to buy a seaport. They wanted to have, somebody wanted to have toll roads, take over the roads. You can't allow these countries to do that.
It was that port out in California they were wanting to buy, wasn't it?
Right.
Well, yeah. What is it? The port of San Diego?
Port
of Long Beach.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Huge, huge port.
Now, who has the authority to sell the entire port?
Who owns the port?
Well, Long Beach would own it, but I would imagine that they would have to get prior approval from the government.
You would think and hope. I would. You can't, you know. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Yeah. They just can't sell it.
And if you look at the amount of imports that come in that port, and whatever country load those containers are destined to, is usually a Chinese warehouse, and it flies a Chinese flag. It's so many Chinese flags flying around the port of Long Beach, you think you was in China.
Huh. Wow.
Well, they do have Chinatown out there in San Francisco.
I think they got Chinatown in every city.
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, do they find, I mean, a section of the town, Chinatown? I don't know.
Okay.
But to think you could sell ports.
All right.
Airports, power
yeah.
generating stations.
Oh, my God.
Now,
communication equipment.
They did buy a road in Indiana or Kentucky, and it's now a toll road. And
what? They
are trying to buy some bridges. They wanted to buy the bridge between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. And that was a few years ago. That was a few years ago, and that was stopped.
What were they wanting to do, like bootleg info across the country lines?
No, I don't know what they were going to. Well, they're charging, that's for sure. And they turned this road in Indiana or Kentucky, I think it's Indiana, into a toll road, and people were very upset about that because taxpayers paid for it in the first place. Now they got to pay for it again. I can remember in Kentucky going to Alabama from a tax, there was a toll road. And as soon as they paid for it, those toll roads, the toll booths came down, took it right out.
Well, I finished eating. My stomach is full. I even prepared myself for the show tonight. By
will you eat some Chinese food?
No. Nope. Went shopping, cooked before the show, eating while I was listening to you guys talk.
Okay.
And now I'm ready to participate in the discussion.
Well, you know, eating while you listen to us talk can be kind of hazardous. You know, you have a tendency to bite down on the damn spoon and fork.
No, but even the news that I don't even know, that becomes even as a mild shock to me, you won't do that. Because I'm here now, like I'm saying, I'm relaxed.
Well,
and anything you guys say might be a surprise, but...
Well,
I was wondering why he was so quiet.
We can start the show now, Joe.
Well, you know, well, the reason why I did that, it was because I know that last week they gave us back our hours, which they took away from the week before. So I'm confident that we're going to have 2, 3, 4, even more hours tonight. So I figured, let me fill up my stomach, let me relax, and then...
Re-energize, yep.
Yeah.
Let you get cranked up for later on tonight, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm cranked up for right now. I wanted to eat, get myself all ready and relaxed, and anything else that comes down the pike on the show, I'm right here.
Don't
read
right
your
fortune cookie.
Right.
Well, Daniel, is it time for me to ask them about the gravity on the moon?
Sure. No, there's no better time than the present.
We're
about to go. Here
is there
go.
Any gravity on the moon, any at all?
Yeah, there is, supposedly. It's 1/6 the gravity of Earth.
I knew somebody would know something.
Is that enough to keep
for
the sand
the
from flying off
the
into the air?
That's what she's getting at, the Apollo
yeah.
mission.
Is
well,
there enough?
Mm-hmm.
To keep the sand from flying off the surface of the moon into the air?
I guess so. Otherwise, it would be doing that. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't think they went to the moon, anyway, so...
Well, you know what? I'm not inclined to disbelieve her. Remember, I was talking about that last week.
A lot of people think that. There's a lot of people.
What do you think, Donnie?
Well, there's a lot of people who think that.
I don't think.
I can remember staying up and watching that.
Well, what we did see were, you know, was the spacecraft disappearing beyond the clouds. Okay? And then we heard reports about how, it was on its way and how it landed in one giant step for mankind. But at the same time, still, nobody's explained to me, and I don't know, Kathy, I'm sure you know about it, and Daniel, I'm sure everybody knows about it, the Van Allen belt.
Yeah.
With an hour or two of radiation beaming in into the cockpit of the spacecraft, okay, and deadly gamma rays. Now, if there weren't enough there to kill them, then, okay, what about space sickness when they got back home?
Right. Mm. Well, supposedly they took pictures. Remember, there was a picture of the flag sticking into the ground. You could see them bouncing around. I talked to Danny about this. I said they were bouncing around like they were on a trampoline, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the footprint in the sand, you know, and I'm thinking, well, I didn't think the moon had any gravity, you know. So what's keeping the sand on the surface of the moon?
Well, they have to have gravity, otherwise the sand would be flying up in the end of the air, right?
Right. There would be no sand at all.
Yeah.
But the guys were bouncing around
because for my scientific advisor, which was my comic book from decades ago, when I read science fiction comic books, and I remember reading the gravity of the moon was 1/6 that of of Earth, then that's why they were able to bounce around like that. But of course, if they had no gravity, I don't know if a planet could exist if there was no gravity at all.
Mm.
Well, that's just my conjecture. I love astronomy, but I wish that we wouldn't spend so many billions of dollars exploring the universe. As interesting as it is, I don't need to know what Hubble knows. I don't need to know about dark matter. I don't need to know about space gases. It's interesting as hell, but it's costing us billions of dollars, which could help our economy.
True. True.
And we're paying for it. You know, it's not like it's free. That's why our taxes keep going up, and that's why we have inflation, because the government keeps spending money, and the Federal Reserve keeps authorizing bonds, and we got to pay back the debt, and then they have to increase the taxes to pay back the debt. So, you know.
Well, what happens is we give NASA trillions of dollars, and in turn, they come on TV and lie to us about whatever they want to lie to us about, because we don't freaking know.
That's right.
We're not up in space, and we have no other outlet to go to fact-check NASA.
That's right. The only thing I can do is connect the dots. And like I asked last week, I said, if we went to the moon, I've heard the Chinese have gone there. I don't know. Let's say they did. But it took them a long time. If we did it back in the 60s, why didn't China and Russia, which was in a space race for us, they were, Yuri Gagarin, the first cosmonaut in space, if they were in a space race for us, how come they've never went to the moon?
Well, we didn't have the technology, really, to get through that radiation belt.
Yeah, because, supposedly, what I've read...
Well.
We needed a lead shield, and the lead, the amount of lead would have weighed down the spacecraft so much it wouldn't have been able to take off. Now, I don't know if that's true.
That sounds right.
You know.
Well, the Van Ryn radiation belt is fertile. If not, just think. It can't be at the same distance of the moon, because it would be affecting us. It is real. Basically, humans are trapped where they are, because to try to go through that without some heavy shielding, you would be exposed to the radiation and kill you, do something to you.
Well, I think that's just what I was saying there, Bianchi. Thanks.
Well, what about the International Space Station up there, you know?
Well, not, the Van Allen Belt is beyond Earth. It's not in our atmosphere. It's beyond
right.
Earth.
Yeah, so, it's way out there.
Yeah. But we still have to pass through it in order to get to the moon.
Mm.
So the space station is up there in the atmosphere just, you know, doing its thing. Oh, talk about conspiracy theories. What about that plane that years ago, the space plane that was up in space for, what, a year? I think it had nobody on board. And it came down, like, about back in 2019. What was it doing up there?
Who built it?
Well, us, the Americans. We did it.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it was floating around up there for, you know, what, a year or so. Not part of the space station. It's its own separate mission.
Mm.
And it just, and it came down and after a year. So, obviously it was some sort of experiment, but...
I hadn't heard that.
No?
Sounds like the beginnings of Space Force or something. I don't know. Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe spying.
Yeah, can somebody enlighten me on Space Force? Because I know Trump activated it, but I don't know anything about it.
It's new. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
It's supposed to have the top-notch soldiers in every part of the military.
Every branch, yeah.
Every branch, you know.
And
well, you know, they talked about that in a movie that Clint Eastwood was in years ago when there was a nuclear missile orbiting in space in
yeah.
some sort of
space
I can't remember
cowboys.
The name.
Space Cowboys.
Oh. With Clint Eastwilson? I mean Clint
yeah.
Eastwood?
Yeah, and Tommy Lee Jones and a couple of others. Donald Sutherland and that other one, Space Cowboys.
Yeah, that would have went against that treaty, but, I mean, who knows what people have been doing, I mean, for God's sake.
Yes, I don't think people really pay attention to treaties. They sign them, and they continue on their way anyway.
Except the climate accord treaty. That's important to the Democrats.
Yeah. green earth.
Come on, man.
God.
Well, this country has dealt with treaties for a long time. I tell people about slaves. Lincoln, of course, he couldn't free the slaves in the states that left. It's just like trying to tell your wife to divorce you and left and that she needs to wear a red dress. It ain't going to work.
No.
But the Indians, the five civilized tribes, the Cherokee, the Chickasaw, the Creek, Muscovy Creek, the Cimarrons, and I guess the Cheyenne, I'm not sure, they were sovereign countries. He didn't have no control over them, so they continued to keep their... Those that did, those that had, they maintained their slaves until they entered in a treaty and had to agree to stop it. But that was much, much later.
From what I understand, there hasn't been a treaty that was signed with the Indians. It's never been kept by our ancestors. All the treaties have been broken.
Well, Congress later on in the turn of the century, they started dealing with them by legislative acts rather than treaty.
And the Indians are still on reservations.
Yeah. It's some Democrats have never left the damn city. That's a reservation.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, really, a lot of people haven't.
Well, they left the reservation of their mind. if you talk to anybody on Blog Talk Radio, for example, forget about it. People just aren't willing to listen to both sides. Whatever belief system a person has, they're going to fight to the death to keep it.
Well, you're right about that, Joe. They don't want to hear both sides.
No.
Look at all the shows we've heard where whites have been denigrated, cursed, and hated. I also wonder whites that hear that, what goes on in their mind. When you hear that, Daniel, what goes on in your mind?
What,
if you heard, the way they talk about some of these groups. Like I read in that one article that was talking about the Chinese American protest and critical race theory. And in the article, they listed some of the precursors in the whole theory.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a cakewalk. It was pretty rough stuff in there. And the same thing like out of the mouth of BLM that Donnie played earlier. How do you feel when you hear that?
Well, knowing, you know, that I haven't done anything, you know, like what they're talking about, and I would make an educated guess that the majority of whites don't do anything like that, or, you know, we don't look at shit that way. But, you know, they want to make it a big deal. The way I look at the whole racism narrative in the mainstream media, anyways, is if you don't even bring it up, it don't become a big deal. You know, we coexist. We live together. We love each other. We're Americans. Don't bring up racism, and there will be no racism. Except with your select Aryan Nation groups or whatever, of course you're going to have that. But if you just don't bring it up and don't say, hey, there's racism there, well, then it never even, I'm colorblind, you know, so it's never going to even.
Oh, you don't want to say that around.
Daniel, being colorblind is a sign of a racist white supremacist.
You don't want to say that around them. They're going to run your ass out the room.
Well, Morgan Freeman said the same thing Daniel just said.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't bring it up, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, certain people just bring it up all the time, and they just want to make it what the deal's about, you know, but that's not what the deal's about.
No, you're right, because they're giving people the impression, the mainstream media and conservatives as well, like Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
They're always talking about it. So by always talking about it, they
right.
make people believe it's a real deal, and it's not.
It's not. It's not at all. It's not at all, man.
That's why they need a Black Lives Matter to really stir up the pot.
Yeah.
You know, they needed that. They needed Trump because they had to make him the boogeyman. Oh, it was bullshit. And then I go on black shows and I ask them, okay, what is systemic racism? You know what I hear? Thanks for calling, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they call me names too, man. I don't care. Really, it doesn't bother me because if the argument has to be you dispute what's being said with something that you consider as being more commanding truth, but they never do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sick about hearing that this bullshit about racism, because now I surf through Block Talk Radio looking for shows, and there's a proliferation of more black shows now talking about what's some of the common language they're using. Oh, Jesus. Not reparations, it's oppression and black culture and You know, but it's not about talking about it in a neutral sense. It's always about how Charlie don't keep me down. If for Charlie, I'd be a nuclear physicist.
Yeah, you know the ones that do well, African American that do well. You know what the excuse that they give for them? Well, they will let a few through.
I haven't heard that one, but you never hear any complaints from black people who actually went through college, went through the same rigor as white people do, go out on interviews, get rejected like white people do, finally land a job, make some money, save some money, land up in a good neighborhood, send the kids to school. You don't hear that. What sums up what all the bullshit is, I saw a meme one day, and it was about, I think it must have been a sharecropper in the tobacco field, right? That's what it looked like. Guy had corn cob pipe in his mouth and shit. And the meme went like this. It said, if you ain't willing to work for it, don't complain about you didn't get it. Now, this is a Southern cracker doing this, right? So he's right. You got to go through the same bullshit as everybody else to get what you want. And if you're not getting... All the complaints I'm hearing about are from people who don't amount to shit. Haven't done shit in their lives.
Didn't take advantage of the opportunities.
Right. I mean, look, the government stepped in and gave blacks affirmative action. Blacks who took advantage of it, good. And affirmative action is still alive today. But you don't, you know, I don't know if you need it or not. But in any case, you don't hear any complaints from well-to-do people who have actually worked their way to money, to a good neighborhood. Only from people who didn't do, haven't done, and will not do shit.
What's this deal about the firework cancellation in the vicinity of Mount Rushmore?
The fireworks in
South Dakota.
Yeah.
Brought a lawsuit against Biden administrator over his decision to deny a request to hold a fireworks display at Mount Rushmore. You know, it's Biden. It's crazy as hell, man. I tell you. I wish I could see who it is that's whispering this stuff in his ear.
Yeah. I'm with
you. He doesn't know. He's got an earplug, bear button in his ear. He doesn't know what it is.
I read this.
He hears a woman's voice. He assumes it's his wife, Jill, who he calls his sister.
Oh, God.
I remember that.
Is that something? They mixed it up on me. They switched around on me.
Yeah.
Trump said in one of his rallies, they give him a shot in the ass, and he's good for a couple hours.
Yeah, he did.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah, I never heard that one.
Yeah.
He said that in his rally.
Yeah. One time he said, I don't know what they're giving him to keep him up a couple hours.
I heard. I didn't hear the one about the shot in the ass, though.
Y'all
I
didn't hear that one.
Yeah, and he was good for a couple hours.
I see what Texas Senate passes a bill to ban critical race theory from classroom.
Yeah, I read that. Yep.
That's good.
Starting to work. Starting to go. People are starting to wake up.
Starting to get on people's nerves. Yeah. Did you see the couple of black people who were in front of school boards saying this critical race theory is bull?
Right.
But they don't show them.
If you
ever start showing them, then it would kind of push that effort back on its heels a little bit. They're going to say, well, now what?
Yeah.
I played that tape last week of that black lady at the school board. Giving them hell.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought it up. There's retaliation now. They're a Sunday school teacher. got arrested because he showed up at a school board meeting without a mask. So they're going after people now who are showing up at a school board meeting trying to affect some kind of change.
Well, I thought the CDC said it was okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's this week. Okay. Yeah, next week it'll be something different.
Yeah.
They lax their recommendations on wearing masks. They never could. Of course, we know that never could really command a demand that American citizens wear. So what is the school board using as a basis for wanting the people to continue wearing masks? I mean, the CDC have came out and said, well, it's okay if you don't. I mean, our recommendation is that you don't have to.
So their workaround is they're going to leave it up to the private sector. And you know the private sector is going to say you have to wear a mask and you have to have the QRC code. And you're going to have to conform to the social credit system, which is just like China's. They will take points away if you're a bad boy, and that means you can't, you can't go inside the store until you build up your points.
Well, I was reading where some airline was trying to make a passenger put on a mask, and they told them they were going to have to get off the plane. By the time they told them that, practically everybody on the plane got up and got off.
Now that's a good start. Yeah, I read the headline about that. That's a good start. To have people support you like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that we'd do that in supermarkets because that would start the ball rolling a little bit further, I believe. Instead of having the Karens come up. Did I tell you guys about the Karen that came up? Well, she didn't come up to me. She was still about 10 feet away, but she was saying, you got to cover up your nose, sir.
You're starting to see people with tan lines now. They look like the Planet of the Apes, man.
Come on, people got to realize that this has got to be, okay, wearing a mask when you're outside, I can understand people doing it, not having done their research, they don't want to transmit the disease, they don't want to catch it. But come on, folks, you're going to be running track and field or swimming, and you got to wear a mask, and this doesn't make you make you think something's wrong with the government?
Yeah.
And did you see the picture of the guy who was swimming underwater with the mask?
I didn't. Oh, yes. I saw that, Joe.
Isn't that amazing about how, you know, the kind of efforts and lengths that people would go through in order to conform to what authority tells them?
Well, people driving around in their cars with their masks on.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. That is
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
That is ridiculous to see that.
That's too much. Now, Pelosi is forcing everyone in the House to wear a mask. If you don't, you get fined $500 the first time. And I don't know what it is after that. But then they had a little gathering.
Yep.
And none, that Warnock from Georgia, that senator, you know, that new one.
Well, Martin
Womack.
I saw him in the picture, and Pelosi, and it was several people in there. No mask, none.
Shaking hands, hugging.
Shaking hands, yeah, laughing.
Cutting up.
Socializing.
Yeah, but like,
no mask.
But like Bianchi's saying, the CDC is saying, you know, recommending you don't have to wear a mask. Then who is she to mandate that you should?
If
they're
going
to follow
in,
the science.
Yeah, if you come into the House while they're in session, you have to have a mask on. All congressmen, everybody.
Yeah, it's a $500 fine.
Yeah.
Well, hell, it ain't fun being black no more. You can go into a store with a mask on without getting people excited.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Can't believe he come out with that.
Hell, matter of fact, they get on your case if you don't put on a mask. And keep your hands out your pockets.
I like Richard Pryor there.
Oh, my.
See how everything is turned upside down now?
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Can you imagine that?
I never would.
Oh, man. Don't.
This is just too much.
God.
Use your hearing, your Pianchis only.
So now, if I ever wanted to rob a bank or gas, now is the time to do it because I have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a Loomis Fargo truck, just whatever.
You know, there's some people have gone too far, though. I mean, the people with the masks, I can see the top of their heads, their hair. There are some people who wear, you know, when it was colder out, they were wearing woolen caps. You could only see their eyes. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy is about to rob a 7-Eleven for sure.
Right.
Yeah, but they can go in the bank with that on like that and won't nobody pay them no attention.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee you statistically armed robberies probably went down through this COVID, whatever it is, when it should have gone up.
Yeah, you think so.
You did think it? So, yeah.
Oh, did it?
I don't know.
Well, the COVID is nothing more than a precursor for the real danger. It's the vaccine. The vaccine is going to kill you. The vaccine is going to turn your body against you.
Was that before or after the alien invasion?
That's before. There may not be a need for the alien invasion.
Are y'all ready for that?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Oh, yeah, I got to see that. As you know, Operation Blue Beam. Blue Beam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did see where this a little news video. They're wanting people to donate blood, but not if you've had the shot. They don't want your blood if you've had the shot.
No kidding. Mm.
Yes. Oh, that's interesting, Kathy.
Yeah. It seemed like that blood would be the better blood.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think this shot kind of attacks your own immune system, so you're not really going to have one to fight off flu and pneumonia and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this shot, I saw a little diagram, you know, somebody had made of it. Said this shot just overpowers your own immune system. You know.
Cinnamon, you're on.
Hey, Cinny.
Hey, Sin.
Cinnamon.
Hey, Cinnamon.
Hello.
Hello, Sin.
Kiss the boys and make them cry.
Hold on, I got one. She pushed one. I'm gonna see if she is having trouble. You guys go ahead.
Okay.
Kathy, did you look at?
Okay, I got it. I had it on mute. Sorry.
Well, how can you have it on mute? You're supposed to be the IT expert in the house.
That's right.
I know. I was the one who was fixing TVs at work today too.
Uh-oh.
I had it on mute. Accidentally. I'm on now.
Kathy, did you watch
it?
The band played on?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, but I haven't.
When you get a chance,
around.
Watch that now so that you can add some flavor to your other predictions.
And the band played on. Yeah, we'll watch it. Let me write that down and remind myself. I have to write myself notes. You know,
well, you
I
make
thought
me
everybody
feel good,
did that.
Because my brain, my memory is shot.
I have to write myself notes. You
I
know.
Do too. I got a whole pile of them.
Maybe it don't feel so bad. I'm not the only one having to do that now. And the band played on. I need to write that down.
Cinnamon was going to tell us what she was working on with the TV. Cinnamon, what were you working on?
Oh, the TVs. They have a bad habit of changing their input channels, and so the TV's all fuzz. They can't figure it out, or they get it in Spanish, and they can't figure out what's going on.
Maybe it was hacked.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. We don't know. Don't know anymore.
And I had to explain to one lady, they've got certain channels will be, like, you know how, like, CBS has two different channels? Well, on Charter, it will only show on one channel. The other channel will say, due to FCC regulations, we can only show this show on one channel. You have to go to the other channel. And, oh, she kept telling me that Lisa wasn't paying her bill. And she wanted to call Comcast and have them turn this stuff back on. And I had to explain to her and show her that the show she's looking for was just a couple channels away.
Goodness.
Well, at least she's got TV in her room, right?
Yep. They all do. It's always interesting at work. Always.
I was about to ask if that was standard. If I guess, and you just answered the question. They all have TVs, you know, in the room.
Yep. And there's always something interesting going on.
Well, you don't want a boring day. You don't want to go there for 8 hours and not do anything.
No.
I bet. Okay.
Yeah, my mother keeps threatening, I'm just going to go to the nursing home. I'm just going to go. I said, fine. You go down there. You won't get to pick and choose what you want to eat. And they will get you up and put you in the shower, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we just have a hard time getting her to work with us, you know. She thinks if she goes to the nursing home, it'd be like on vacation. Yeah.
Welcome to Beyond the Hospital Bill. God's sake, you guys. Did anybody see the Coast Guard, Biden talking to the Coast Guard class?
Mm-hmm.
When they didn't clap for him? You guys didn't?
I didn't see it, but I saw the headline. Yeah.
I heard
it. Not a lot can make you feel better about what's going on in the world right now, but Biden getting pissed a little bit, left and right, definitely helped. Poor Joe. Got his feelings bruised. The Coast Guard's graduation today. Watch this.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you?
Supposed to clap.
They don't like you, Joe. They don't like you as commander-in-chief of guard. Not clapping his stupid lines, which he almost botched there, really. All right? And they don't like to come on, man. He's destroying our military with his woke ideologies. He's using it as a social experiment. They're not happy with that. They're not stupid, Joe. All right? This isn't the first time, though, Joe dressed and dissed the military. Watch this.
And two, I agree with John.
Oh, boy. Joe has a long history of disrespecting our military, so I don't blame them. Talk about dissing. You would think Joe would have more respect for the reporters who cover him all day. Not so much. Here's another one.
Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive away?
No, you can't. Not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm only teasing.
He's only teasing, he said. I actually laughed at it, right? He just threatened to run over a reporter for asking a question on Israel. Could you imagine, again, if President Trump said something like that, he'd be vilified. I still think it's kind of funny, all right? But the fact is, Biden is just not as cool as President Trump, who, by the way, has proven to be better than Biden at everything, okay? Add golf to the long list. Watch President Trump golfing versus Joe Biden's very athletic. Not so much.
We don't
golfing
care about the golf. Good Lord. Who cares about golf?
He would tee off a ball toward the crowd behind us.
I'm afraid to even watch it, but you'll hear it anyway.
What about them dogs?
That was Trump. Here's Joe. You guys, I'll tell you where
he hit it backwards.
Hit it. Okay? I don't even think you call that a shank.
How did he do that?
So far this week, Joe Biden dissed the Coast Guard.
Okay.
He threatened to run over a reporter with a car. He managed to even make a weak fool of himself playing golf, and it's not even Thursday yet.
Okay. It ain't even Thursday yet. Wow. Don't forget, Pervis Staples of the Staples Singers passed away a week and a half ago at 85 years old in Chicago. Good group.
Yeah, they named the stadium after them.
Well, yeah. Staples Center.
Didn't they sing that?
Who?
Didn't they sing that? I'll Take You There?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Who did you say passed?
Purvis.
Morbus.
No.
Yeah.
Purvis.
The Staples Singers, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot to announce that last week. I had the song all queued up.
Oh, yeah. So I guess Mavis is the only one left. Well, maybe Cleopatra.
Did you have a nice nap, Critic?
No, I was busy cleaning up around here.
Oh, all right.
I think he's talking about last week, Critic. I think we heard you kind of fell asleep on us.
No, I was talking about now, but last week too.
Well, it isn't anything you haven't done.
Oh, for sure.
More than once, so I wouldn't even bring it up.
Kathy, you got to download one of the shows. I don't know which one it is. They caught me snoring. I've always denied it. Then I listened to the downloads, and they said, "Joe, it sounds like something from out of it sounds weird." So I listened to it, and I said to myself, "I sound like I'm snoring from outer space." It was, ooh, man.
I can't remember what Pianki called you, a water buffalo or something.
No, I wanted to be called the water buffalo. He said I was giving birth, the bastard.
Yeah, giving birth. That's
what it sounded like.
It did, didn't it? It sure did.
It did. I have to admit, I heard it and I didn't believe it until I heard it. I go, oh, my God.
No, wouldn't believe it until he went to the archive.
That's right.
Yeah, like a buffalo in labor.
On second thought, Kathy, don't listen to it, otherwise you'd be laughing at me forever.
Yeah, you would be, too. Did you guys hear about the journalist that showed up with the massive billboard on a truck in front of Hunter Biden's house?
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, and Hunter runs away from him.
Hunter Biden is still hiding. Yes, he ran when a journalist showed up and parked a massive billboard right in front of his house. Wait to see the video we're going to show you from this filmmaker who is investigating Hunter Biden. Before I do show it to you, if you're new here, hit the red button down below to subscribe and tap the notification bell for more news like this. And make sure you tell your friends and family that you heard it at the Fox News Network. Let's jump into the story from Christina Layla at the Gateway Pundit, who reports that the journalist Fela McAleer with MySonHunter.com confronted Hunter Biden at his Los Angeles residence about being a bagman for Joe Biden, a.k.a. the big guy. Hunter Biden ran from the journalists and then slammed the door on them when confronted about his international pay-to-play scheme and Burisma corruption. Quote, Hunter came down to answer the door, but he ran when he saw it was journalists asking questions. That's what the reporter said. He parked a billboard in front of Hunter's home in Venice, California. The billboard asked a series of questions about the Biden crime family. The mainstream media refuses to ask. Watch this.
From mysonhunter.com, we're here to ask Hunter Biden the questions that journalism and journalists haven't asked him so far. Like, for example, did you lie on your gun background check? People need to know, and why aren't you being charged if you did? Why did Burisma pay you, a self-admitted addict, $80,000 a month? What did they get for that? Hunter, again, talking about your father, we wanted to ask you, is this the big guy? You said in an email, cut the big guy in for 10%. Is Joe Biden the big guy? Your business partner says he is. Simple yes or no answer. American people need to know the truth about Burisma, about why he was hired, about who is the big guy. So let's go and see if he will answer some questions. Thanks.
This is a huge truck.
Hi. Yeah, we're looking to ask Mr. Biden some questions. I'm a journalist. And we have some questions on our truck there from as well. We're journalists. Is Mr. Biden there? You there? Oh, hi, Hunter. We have some questions here for you on a truck. Is that your signature, Hunter? Is that your signature? Why did you run? Hunter, why did you run back? Hunter, you're publicizing a book. Would you like to come out and answer some questions? Hunter?
Yeah.
He's a public figure. He's publicizing a book. So, well, he is, actually. He gave interviews. Hunter, you ran back in there.
Well, Hunter is just bashful.
Hunter, who is the big guy?
Publicize a book and go to jail.
Guy. Hunter, did you lie on your gun application form? Hunter, we have the questions here. If you can see them on the side of the truck.
Can you imagine Hunter having to look outside and see that truck parked there with those embarrassing photos and those damning questions?
Yeah, it's got him in the bathtub with that. I don't know if it's a joint or a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah. Hey, what's this thing about Joe Biden's dogs in the White House? It's biting every damn body. It only bites the black staff.
Well,
the dogs will run past 12 people, white people, and only bite the black staff. What the heck's going on?
Oh my God!
I heard they were having problems with the dogs biting people, though.
Yeah, that was.
Is it Major? Major in that is German Shepherd.
Yeah,
he's German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's got another one, too.
Well,
Major's the one that's biting everybody.
Major's the one biting everybody?
Yep.
So they're not service dogs, right?
No, Major was a rescue dog.
Well, according to Monkey Works, I think Biden and them are at Camp David this weekend, but Monkey Works shows that he leaves D.C. on Fridays and goes back to Delaware, you know, every weekend.
Yeah, he goes every weekend back home.
Yeah, David with all the grandkids.
Yeah.
Let the grandkids sit on his lap and let the hair on his legs raise up.
Yeah.
How does he segue? And it wasn't even edited. How does he segue from, and they rubbed down my legs and I learned about roaches?
I don't know. It was freaky.
Yeah.
He still takes the subway?
How can Biden? Y'all remember how he was during the campaign? Y'all remember? He couldn't get through a sentence. He'd forget what he was saying. And now you're telling me that he gets up there and gives a speech, you know, a State of the Union, 40 minutes, and then a speech to the Coast Guard graduates, you know, when he couldn't even finish a sentence during the campaign.
Did anybody see the South Korean delegation meeting with the false Biden administration?
No.
Okay, so they had to use a translator, of course, you know. I'm sure some of the South Koreans couldn't speak or whatever, but John Kerry was there. It looked look like a bunch of dead people on the American side with Biden and Kerry. There was another one. I don't know who he was. And they just kept piddling with whatever was in front of them, a pencil. They weren't using the translators. I think Kerry might have had it in his ear, but Joe Biden didn't. He didn't even give a damn. You know, I mean, it was – y'all need to look it up. I'm sure they got it on YouTube.
Did he ask the premier or the president of South Korea, did he say to him, come on, man, let's do some push-ups?
No, I don't even think Joe I don't think Joe wanted to be there or even knew he was there. I don't know what was going on. But it was not a conventional meeting.
Was Kamala there?
I didn't see her.
Okay.
I was
at least she would have talked and, you know.
She would have cackled. She doesn't
right.
talk much anymore.
She did a virtual meeting with the president of Mexico.
Oh, yeah?
She did. That was, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. She did
probably,
a virtual
probably
meeting.
Calculating. You know, the guy is the journalist that we were, the clip that Donnie was playing now, remember his name, because by next week he will have been disappeared.
Right.
Yeah.
Going after the
yep.
Biden family like that? I don't think he's going to be around much longer.
Yeah, even called him a crime family or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Biden crime family. Wow.
That's what gets, not the writer, the one who wrote the books about the Bidens, that's what he calls them, too. The crime family.
I mean, it's on video. I can't believe Joe Biden said, I got that sumbitch fired or something. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, that, I saw the video. That video was not that incriminating, okay? It's not. Because he didn't say, I will have him fired if he stops prosecuting. I'll have him fired if he doesn't stop looking into my son's, charges.
Yeah.
He didn't say that. He supposedly was given the responsibility by Obama to make sure that whatever country gets our foreign aid, that they spend it wisely and have no corruption. So I saw that video. It was with the Council of Foreign Relations, I believe. I kept on waiting for something to really incriminate him, but it didn't. I know Hannity and the rest, they all say, look,
Joe,
if you listen to it,
Joe,
it's incriminating. It's not.
Are you kidding? Are you really kidding? We're telling another country to fire your attorney general or you don't get $1 billion.
That's
and
right.
Hold on. And knowing that he's investigating Burisma, are you kidding? Come on, Joe. He didn't have to say that. He didn't have to say it.
He didn't say it. I'm putting it.
No, he didn't have to say it, but he knew it.
Yeah, and the money had already been approved to give to him, so he put some stipulations on there he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, they were discussing it, yeah.
But the thing is that his particular job was to make sure that the money was going to be given to countries like the Ukraine to make sure they didn't have corruption. So his job was to make sure that people got fired, and he could say, I didn't know they were investigating my boy.
Are you serious?
That's what he could say. I'm saying the video itself does not...
Nobody's going to believe it but you.
No. The video itself does not incriminate him the way that they're making
it
think.
The hell it doesn't.
Mm-mm. You have to probe... No, you got to probe deeper.
The United States telling another country to fire their AG that's investigating Burisma, a company that hired his son for $80,000 a month. Are you kidding me?
But it wasn't just
seriously?
Because of no, but the AG, their particular prosecutor, was investigating other situations as well.
Well, yeah, because he was a good AG. He was checking everything, and I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
He already had the money, Joe.
All he had to do was put it, sign it over to him. So Obama had nothing to do with it anymore. Don't tell me it was making sure these countries, you know, that gets all these billions of dollars will spend it wisely. Bullshit.
No, from what the video was saying, he was saying that, go ahead, check with Obama. I'll be leaving here in 6 hours. What happened?
Yeah.
6 hours later, he must have checked with Obama.
I said you can't do it. You can't do that. And Biden said, call Obama.
Right.
Call the president. And you'll see.
So he must have called Obama.
He had no money. No, he didn't call Obama. He didn't call the bluff.
If he had the money, then how could Biden have the authority to not give him the money?
I don't know what he says.
Go ahead.
Son of a bitch. They fired the prosecutor.
And then he gave him the money.
And the prosecutor that got fired said, I could have stayed, but the president asked him very nicely, would you please step down so we can, we need the money.
Oh,
and
there you go.
He stepped down. Not the president of the United States, though, their president.
Yeah, the Ukrainian president.
And he said it because he was investigating Burisma is the reason Biden wanted him gone and put his own man in there. And all of a sudden, no more investigation.
Yeah, well, we know that why Biden wanted him gone is because of the investigation into Hunter. What I'm saying is that the video itself is not being stated the way that people are making making people think that Biden said it. Biden said,
"No,
yeah,
he didn't have to say it. He didn't have to say what you." Oh, never mind. Never mind. I've got my opinion. You got yours.
No, go ahead, Don.
No, you know my opinion. I've been saying it three times. I can't believe you see that Biden had no reason, no power. He shouldn't have no power to have some other president fire their attorney general that was actually doing a hell of a good job.
Yeah.
But for
the country.
And everybody says that. Everybody says the guy he's a damn good AG. Everybody that is in Ukraine said he's the best they had in a long time. And he wasn't corrupt.
But Ukraine had the reputation of being corrupt.
Yeah.
And Biden was supposedly given the job to make sure that corrupt nations, which are receiving our foreign aid, were going to comply with what we wanted them to do.
Where did you see Biden? Where did Biden say that?
That's what I read in an article.
Biden didn't say that in that tape.
No. I'm not saying he said that in the tape.
And he already had the power. Biden did.
Right.
And he's the vice president of the United States, so he knew his little sonny boy is going to get caught in a trick bag because he's getting paid $80,000 a month from Burisma. And this guy, the attorney general, is investigating, and he's going to spill the beans. And so we have to get rid of them, and that's what Biden did. You're not going to get the billion if you don't get rid of them. And that guy was doing his job. And Ukraine can be, and other offices can be corrupt as hell, but at that time, the AG wasn't.
Okay.
Memorial Day weekend is next week, isn't it?
Yes. What the hell is that about?
You want the latest Chicago count of shootings? It's 4,692 through yesterday from Memorial Day of last year. So this Friday, whenever Memorial Day is, I'll stop counting for this year. Then I pick it up and start a whole new column.
Wow.
Run till 2022. 4,692 blacks shot by other blacks in 365 days since Memorial Day weekend, May the 23rd through the 25th, 2020.
Wow.
Through Friday, May the 21st, 2021, including 733 murders.
How many murders?
God.
733. Wonder why come that's not all over the damn news, man.
I don't know. I don't know why it is.
Cancel culture is here.
Yeah.
4,692
black on black crime shooting. Amazing.
That's 13 a day.
And nobody talks about it.
Last weekend, from Friday through Sunday, they had 48 shots, 6 killed.
How many people have been killed in Afghanistan? American soldiers.
In a year?
Total of 20 years.
Hmm.
Yeah, you haven't had that many wounded in Afghanistan.
That's what I was thinking. Hmm.
You wonder where in the hell they find the people to shoot by now. They all should be gone. I read a story where a 10-year-old got shot. He walked himself to the hospital.
Wow. That is amazing.
No parents?
Maybe he was on the way to school. I don't know.
I don't know. Wow.
Lori Lightfoot didn't say nothing about that, Harley.
She doesn't talk about it. She does not talk about it.
She's an openly gay female mayor.
Mm-hmm.
She got a black female prosecutor of Cook County. Your attorney general for the state of Illinois is not attorney general, but attorney governor. Lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant.
She is a black female.
Well,
Secretary of State.
Lightfoot's girlfriend is white.
Yeah, 7 foot tall.
Does she look like Beetlejuice too?
She probably looks
like Lurch.
But she's 7 foot tall. It's more Lurch fly.
More Lurch, yeah.
I think you're right, Jill.
You rang.
I know.
Uh-huh. Pick her up.
State Attorney General is a black man.
Yeah.
Superintendent of Police is a black man.
Isn't Stacey Abrams still contesting her lack of winning the election?
Well,
yeah,
when they audit.
2 years ago?
Yeah, she hasn't conceded.
She hasn't conceded.
They need to audit her. Don't count no bad ballots. Count the good ones.
Well, yeah, they're talking. I don't know who it was brought it up that she's afraid. She's really afraid that she's going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about what, but.
Well, if she's guilty of something, she needs to go to jail, go to prison.
Well,
who's that, Stacey Abrams?
Yeah.
Along with all those shooters, too, they all need to go.
Shit, you ain't going to never find all them.
No.
I can't believe that many people, and nobody's talking about it. You know, that's a war zone.
That is a freaking war zone.
Yeah, the police don't go in there. They're not going to go in there.
They're not going to be rushing to it. Hell no.
Hell no, they're not going to rush to it.
Isn't Baltimore supposed to be worse?
No, mm-hmm. I don't think Baltimore is worse than Chicago, but it's better than
that. I don't think so, Joe. But it's bad. But I don't think it's nowhere near Chicago. I don't think anything in the United States is anywhere near Chicago.
Yeah. So Chicago is the worst city in the nation for that, then.
I would assume.
Yeah, high smarter rate, yeah.
That's the only city I
you
ever
know what,
heard of.
You know what, Joe? Another thing we hear when we on some other shows is how they say that whites are scared of the demographic change, that the white birth rate is drastically down.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if they ever look at these damn statistics.
Well, mm-hmm. No. Everybody's afraid of everybody else. This is, I get tired of blacks complaining, and I get tired of whites complaining. If you go, there's two shows in particular you can go on, and they complain about the browning of the country. So everybody's got a complaint about the other side taking over. Mm. And all of them are people who haven't amounted to shit.
No. Talk a good game, though. Talk a real good game. Do nothing about it.
Now,
this is somebody on Fox News, and I think his last name is Kane, talking about Lori.
Now, this is just a stumpy story. Democratic Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's taking heat for apparently deciding to only grant interviews to black or brown journalists. Several local Chicago reporters are raising the issue, and now Mayor Lightfoot herself is stating in a series of tweets, quote, "It's a shame that in 2021 the City Hall press corps is overwhelmingly white in a city where more than half of the city identifies as black, Latino, AAPI, or Native American. Diversity and inclusion is imperative across all institutions, including media. In order to progress, we must change. This is exactly why I'm being intentional about prioritizing media requests." Joining me now is the host of the Cut the Bull podcast, Wilfred Riley. Wilfred, thank you so much for being here. I don't know whether to ask you what this is, unconstitutional or just simply immoral. What is this? This is something we have never seen.
Well, I think it's obviously very unusual for a powerful elected official to say openly that they're only taking media interviews from reporters with one racial background. I mean, and a lot of stuff that's being billed, as I think Lightfoot is billing this as anti-racist, actually seems very disturbingly neo-racist. It seems like we're returning to a focus on race almost everywhere. Obviously unusual. Can't see this as a good thing. I also have some practical questions, a la, you know, I'm from Chicago. That's a very diverse city. What as white? Would an Armenian guy qualify, an Arab American person, Italian Chicago guy? Questions remain, but I'm surprised by the move and how he moves on from it.
Really, really good questions. And I like how you phrase that. This is neo-racism. I want to get to a second story with you in just one moment, but where is this heading, Wilfred? Where is this taking us, this neo-racism? It appears to be taking us back to a time where we inherently are supposed to embrace tribes based upon our very shallow differences, based upon our skin color. Is that what we're doing? We're going back to a time of tribalism?
Well, frankly, I think a lot of this is just going to be taking us to court. I mean, the huge majority of white and black Americans are fans of that Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits almost all discrimination on the basis of race. So I don't see how, once they're out in the light of day, things like this from white or from black or officials of any other color can survive. I really don't.
Well, I actually might have the perfect story to transition then. It might put that to a little bit of a challenge, Wilfred. Here's this. This is from Google Docs. They are now offering PC alternatives for, quote, non-inclusive words. So let me give you some examples. Mailman will now be mail person. Crazy, baffling. Bunny variable equals plate holder variable. They're essentially taking political correctness and wokeism into autocorrect, into Google Docs. No more gendered language, making everything as absolutely bland, generic, and honestly non-understandable, completely vague as can possibly be. And here's what I wanted to ask you about this idea that you said it will ultimately not be embraced. You're absolutely right. This isn't, when you look at polls, this woke craziness, it's not popular. These are kind of propositions adopted by something like 5% of the population. But they are also the 5% that's absolutely driving public discourse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I mean, a substantial overlap between that and something I recently read, which is that only 20% of the U.S. population or so is on Twitter. About a tenth of those people produce almost all of the viral tweets. This is a niche subset of society. The problem is that it's a niche subset composed in large part of the techies, the elite, Again, however, I don't think the vast majority of people, if this is an optional package, are going to add woke autocorrect to Microsoft Word. All I can say is that I think when this reaches out to the 47 states beyond the Beltway, Bosniwash, I hope what we see is laughter instead of an extremely intense backlash, which some in my field worry about.
I don't know if laughter will do it, but there definitely has to be some backlash to this insanity that is sweeping the nation. Wilfred, I appreciate your time with us tonight.
Yeah, Kathy. Kathy, they're going to take away Mother Goose.
I know it. Just leave the Easter Bunny alone and Tinkerbell.
They are taking away Mother and Father.
Yeah.
Well, you're a birth person, Kathy. Jean.
The what?
You're a birth person. You're not a mother anymore.
Yeah.
You're a birth person.
Person.
Yeah. You're gonna do away with father time.
Well, they're even slipping up, though, this stuff, you know, that they're saying, like Pelosi and the House. I mean, they're doing away with the he and her. And my, they're even slipping up in their speeches and even saying it, you know. I mean, they don't even remember, you know, what they've,
yeah.
You
I
know.
I can't remember all those pronouns. He, they,
yeah.
I'm a binary it, quit, blit, quit.
And they are slipping up in,
yeah.
in their speeches.
Doing away with the gender-specific bathroom. Can you imagine walking into a bathroom and there's Stan Maxine Waters? My God, that scared the hell out of you.
Oh, Lord.
Even worse, you walk in, you find out she's got a dick. That would really be fun.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Big Mike in Melvin.
Oh, no.
And that's a truth.
I'm going to play this, Bianchi. This is what you just sent me, General Lloyd Austin's full opening statement.
Uh-oh.
You want me to? Did you want me to play that?
No, not really. I just wanted you to see that he was a paratrooper.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
One of those. Yeah, you don't have to play it.
Oh. Okay.
It takes too long, really. I think it's like 15 minutes.
Well, that one is 6 minutes. It's full opening
I know
statement.
Who Yeah, it's not all that interesting. I'll tell you who would have made – I don't know much about him. I hope he's highly pro-United States. And the other general, black general in Florida, he was too pro for some people, American. What was his name? Allen West.
Allen West, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Allen West is in Texas now.
And he's a colonel.
Is he
I don't think he's a general.
Yeah, colonel.
Yeah,
colonel.
Colonel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he was, what, House representative at one time, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he
was.
Well,
that was in Texas. He was in Florida then.
Florida, yeah.
Florida.
He was in Florida?
He was a representative, yeah.
Florida?
And he lost his.
I thought he was Virginia.
He lost his race.
They went after him, yeah.
Yeah, he lost his race, yeah.
Yeah, but he was a representative for a couple of years, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked him. I did. I liked him.
Well, of course they're going to go after him. He's conservative.
Well, they're certainly after Matt Gaetz right now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They got an ex-girlfriend going to testify for the government.
Yeah.
$25 million extortion suit they're accusing him of. Ooh.
Good Lord.
Girl, was she trying to get $25 million? Who out of who? What? What was that about?
Blackmail. They were trying to blackmail Gates' family. I don't know why.
Yeah. That's
still kind of murky. There's all kinds of... taking a young girl across state lines or something. I don't know.
16 and with consent, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm joking.
Yeah, no statutory rape there. No.
Oh, man.
Well, they allow 12-year-olds to have Plan B the day after,
yeah.
I think it is.
Day after, yeah.
No. So what is she trying to get rid of, and how did she get it? She had to get it from having sex.
Right, right. Now, isn't California trying to pass a new law bringing down the age of the victim, the child, like to 12 or something like that? Do y'all remember that? The male victim, yeah, from pedophilia.
Yeah. You know, I mean, consensual, you know, a 12-year-old can be consensual.
Bring down the sentencing.
Yeah, lower the limit of consent. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a 12-year-old can be consensual, or a 16-year-old can be consensual.
Within 10 years of the age of the
male?
Yeah, there you go.
How do you know it's a male? But now it's still on the law. You can marry a 12-year-old if it's court and a parental approval in some states.
Good Lord.
I met one woman years and years ago. She said she got married at either the age of 11 or 12. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, years ago it was different.
Yeah.
That's when we had women and men instead of, what are they?
I don't know.
What is a binary? Is that a person who declares neither male or female?
Like an asexual thing or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I hear that there are binaries out there. What's a binary person?
Binaries. I don't know.
There's a sign in a Chicago store. They're liquidating. And it says, unless you have a face like Lori Lightfoot, in that case, keep it on. That was the end of the match.
You kind of look like a frog, doesn't she?
I don't know. She's got to be Beetlejuice's cousin or something, man. Her little head or something. I don't know what it is.
Is that insulting or what?
Yeah, in your own city.
Ooh.
But, you know, people are tired of it in Chicago. They don't want that shit going on. They want that stuff stopped. But, boy, it's so entrenched now in Chicago. I don't know if they'll, without military help, how in the hell are they going to stop that? I don't know. I used to love going to Chicago. Chicago's a great city.
Yeah.
You'd be running for your damn life.
I wouldn't go there now on a bet.
Same thing with New York. Ooh.
Yeah.
They ignited a bomb the other day.
They did.
Yeah, they called it a mini bomb. There was Black Lives Matter fighting anti-Black Lives Matter protesters, and somebody supposedly lit off a bomb. They called it a mini bomb.
Oh.
Jeez. Was it like a pressure cooker bomb, like the Boston Marathon or something?
I don't know. I guess they carried it around. You know, but it's probably just a bunch of firecrackers, and the press probably made a big deal.
They ain't going to waste no pressure cooker. They fix up a pot of pig feed in it, man.
Right.
Here's somebody sent me this from Vernon Jordan in Georgia.
Is he still living?
I'm not black. What did he say? He didn't want his kids growing up in a racial jungle. I didn't say that. Kamala Harris told him that. Yeah, I said Kamala Harris. Now use a race card on me. Yes, because she's part of a cabal. But let me tell you, Steve, here's what it comes
Boom.
Down and say. If I don't vote for him, I'm not black. What did he say? He didn't.
All right. That's just on a loop.
Is that Vernon seconds. Jones?
No. Vernon. Yeah, Vernon Jones, yeah.
From Georgia? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Kathy and Daniel.
What?
The minimum age of victim in Alabama is 12 years old.
12?
The age of consent is 16.
16 and with consent.
Well, they changed that since my mother got married because they had to go to Mississippi to get married. She was 17.
Oh, no, my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Mississippi is 16.
Yeah, they've changed it. You know, I'm surprised at that, being a, conservative state, you know.
Well, if the 12-year-old wants to and their parents say it's okay.
A 12-year-old don't know what they want, Daniel.
That's right.
I agree. No.
Yeah. They want to, you know, boys want to be girls and girls want to be boys until next year. But by that time, they've already got their chemical castration.
Yeah.
You know, it bothers me when the parents at the age of 5 are pushing the kid to become the other stuff.
Right.
And compares prices with other Apple retailers to find.
What is that? Somebody's Apple retailers.
Lord, it ain't me. I can't afford an Apple.
No. Edwin sent this as mainstream media.
At the time, of course, it was a political subtext. Donald Trump was the president, and partisans in the media felt they had no choice but to kill this story. If China turned out to be responsible for the COVID-19 pandemic, then Donald Trump would be less responsible for the pandemic, and he might be reelected. So they kept lying for partisan reasons about this virus and the science around it. You saw reporters do the same thing with their coverage of the drug hydroxychloroquine. Once Trump touted hydroxychloroquine, they called it poison, et cetera. But it's a new day now. Joe Biden's in the White House. They got him elected. So some journalists have decided it is safe and they can now drop the pose. You've seen it over the past several months. A number of prominent liberals have publicly reassessed their views on where this virus came from. Yes, they have admitted the virus did emerge from a lab in Wuhan. The physical evidence for that is overwhelming. This virus did not evolve in nature. Read the pieces. They're interesting. This virus was instead enhanced during lab experiments, reckless, ghoulish, very dangerous experiments. They were paid for in part by American taxpayers from grants that Tony Fauci himself signed off on. That is all true. They're admitting it now. Even PolitiFact has retracted its claim that Dr. Yan is a pants-on-fire liar. And again, she should sue them. They should be ashamed. Facebook, interestingly, has not reassessed. Apparently, Facebook does far too much business in China to offend the Chinese military. So as of tonight, our interview with Dr. Yan is still missing from Facebook. But Dr. Yan herself is very much still here. She has left her home in China. She cannot return. She cannot speak to her family. She fears arrest were she to go home. She hasn't said move to the United States, a country that she imagined was free.
She imagined it was free.
She imagined. There you go. There you go.
Oh.
When we were back in the whole damn thing that got her over here to begin with. The virus.
Yeah. I don't find the statements of the squad, though, to be particularly anti-Semitic, because I myself want to know, what is it about Israel and the other countries that we have to give them aid for? I want to hear more than just...
Well, if you didn't have Israel, then you'd have to put an army over there, I guess, to protect the U.S. interests.
Well, what interests do we have?
Saudi Arabia, of course, and...
Yeah, we got to protect Saudi Arabia.
Me and Mama have had this conversation several times over the past couple of months. What is it about the Jewish people? Why are they hated so much worldwide? There's something missing. There's something not being taught or something.
Yeah,
there's something to it.
Yeah, historically they've been hated throughout history.
Yeah, before Israel was Israel, I mean, the Jewish people worldwide were hated.
Yeah. Well, I think
Why?
They were like the gypsies. I think they were like, were they a nomadic people?
Not sure.
But why? When everybody says to me, well, they're a democracy, okay, congratulations, and they're our biggest ally, I say, give me five reasons why you believe... They're our allies. Nobody
right.
can give me any reasons.
Right. Exactly.
I don't have anything against Israel. I just want to know why.
Oh, I don't either.
Why are they focusing on Israel as our ally?
Don't know.
And for decades, we have been told And the only way we get our information is through the media and books.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is bad. Iran is bad. North Korea is bad. China is bad.
No.
Syria.
No.
Syria is bad.
Good. China is good.
Media says China's good.
Yeah. Well, now.
Now, yes.
But do you remember the Democrats wanting to take Assad out in Syria,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, yeah. We like to change dictators once in a while.
Sure.
Yeah, what's that about?
Back in the, where's my little thing?
Tell them about Gaddafi, Mama.
Well, that's what I was looking for. I wrote it down. Gaddafi. He did away with slave trade in Libya. Mm. And he had enough oil and gold. He wanted to do away with the central bank.
Yeah.
You know, have his own currency. Same thing in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in Iraq with, what's his name?
Hussein.
You know, he's wanting to do away with the central bank, have their own currency. Look what happens to them.
Uh-huh.
They get taken out, you know. And
Assad was next.
Yeah, look at that. See, Iran, Mohammed Sadego, back in the 50s in Iran, he was very much beloved by the Iranian people. You know, he was a good guy. And he was wanting to nationalize their oil industry. I mean, they loved him. Just like the people in Libya loved Gaddafi,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this guy in Iran back in the 50s, he was taken out by CIA, MI6, you know, took him out. But,
yeah, I think
you know,
if you read the book, The Economic Hitman by John Perkins,
I think
Perkins was he wasn't part of the opera. I mean, he may have been. But he was talking about what the CIA does to change regimes and why they do it.
But I think every nation is indebted to that central bank, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think every nation has been forced to borrow money from them, you know, except for maybe China. I don't know about China.
To continue, yeah.
But to continue their control over all the countries around the world.
Well, that's why I say the Rothschilds own the world, because they're the ones that started the central bank. And anytime, if you have a central bank in your country, that central bank has control over your legislatures. So that's why I asked if Russia has one, because even though Putin is a strong person, the central bank would have been nationalized by now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you're a mafia kingpin and you own a certain amount of territory, but there's a bookkeeping operation in your territory that's making almost as much money as you are, wouldn't you want to take over that bookkeeping operation?
Oh, yeah.
I would say forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
The minimum marriage age.
Say forget about it. Make my day.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
The minimum marriage age in Massachusetts is 12 years old for females and 14 years old for males.
For the boy, yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Not good.
With
parental consent and judicial approval, a person can marry under the age of 18, but no lower than the age of 12 for females and 14 for males.
Because we all know that males mature a lot quicker than females. No, I'm joking.
Not
science has proven otherwise.
Well, not these days.
Yeah, science.
Girls seem to be maturing at age 10, you know.
Well, that's so, yeah. Isn't that because of the antibiotics that they're feeding the chickens?
Or the milk from the cows.
Go ahead, critic.
No, if girls are having their periods at 11 years old and earlier,
they're biologically
maturing, not necessarily, but, you know.
You're right.
I've heard some having their periods like when they were 8 and 9 years old, of course, and all the chemicals and stuff and all these drugs and stuff they're pushing off on us. You know, it's another reason that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, right. They're ready to raise a family, according to the courts, obviously.
Yeah. Joe, Edwin sent this for me to play for you. It's 30 seconds long. He wants to know if this is what you were talking about in New York City.
Palestine. Rather, these are Palestinian terrorists in black face covering, driving down the city of New York's Jewish community. Firing explosives at bystanders.
Yeah.
No, you will not hear about this on the mainstream media. No, you will not hear the U.S. president addressing these hate crimes. Why? Because victims do not fit the narrative. This is Biden's America. No, these are not ISIS terrorists.
Okay. They're shooting off something. Something exploded. You couldn't hear. Is this, like you said, a small one?
Right.
But it, and they're driving down some street in New York City.
Yep, and all of a sudden, the Palestinians, pro-Palestinians, I think it was Black Lives Matter, pro-Jewish, they got into it, and they probably lit up a cherry bomb, which was, pretty big explosion by itself.
I think they said it was a... Isn't a cherry, or if you get a big cherry bomb, is a one, not one quarter, but I don't know, of a dynamite?
Of dynamite?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big, otherwise. It's a quarter of dynamite.
That's a blockbuster. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's big enough.
Something
but,
it blew the hell out of a...
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want it to be in my back pocket.
No.
I heard somebody one day.
Not my front either.
your front pocket. They took it, they flushed it down the toilet, cherry bomb, and it blew out the pipes.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, they explode pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, I just wanted to mention this. And Mama, are you on?
I am.
Kathy, okay. Big Kathy, Big Mama. tell them about Patsy's friend that to this day, her beliefs on the Holocaust.
Oh, I'm sure y'all have heard of old Germans talking. I mean, I guess her and my sister are like 71, but she grew up in Germany. She was born and raised in Germany. Her mother's German, father. And, of course, her father died, and her mother married a soldier, and they come back. But to this day, she will tell my sister, there was no Holocaust. There was none.
That it didn't happen.
So she had to have been maybe 10, 11, 12 years old when her mother married the American soldier. So she was raised up German. You know,
what are the chances? You know, of course, the Star of David was on the back of a lot of uniforms, but I'm sure